This podcast is presented by Steak Sauce Media.
Grab a joint, drop the veil, and cruise the multiverse with the Chronic Gals.
Let me tell you a little something about the Chronic Gals. Just two best buds and the very best pals. Talking about cannabis, that good, that tree. So grab a joint and just spark with me. Hey!
Welcome back to the Chronic Gals podcast. I'm Riley.
I'm Ashleen.
And we've got...
Producer Evan
in the house.
What's good? What's good?
Producer Evan is back with us today for a very fun podcast. We'll be getting into that. I do just have like a disclaimer. I don't think this counts as a disclaimer, but it'll probably be in our disclaimer
reel
later. So we've been talking about aliens in our past episodes, and there have been aliens in, I don't know, not the news, but in the, like,
Zeitgeist. People are talking about them.
UFOs and aliens and things, and Elon Musk, and there was, like, a doorway found on Mars or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So, all of that to be said, there is an alien agenda out there that wants to capture you or whatever, right? So there's like, I don't know. You know, we've been talking about like weird shit and aliens. And I just want to clarify, may not be the right word either. Anyway, I don't know what the right word is, but
hit them.
I just want to say that we, the Chronic Gals, support you, capital YU, being your compass. Anything that takes you outside of yourself for the truth should be a red flag to you. And I don't know. I don't know what else. I had like a whole thing earlier, but that just sums it up. I just think that anything that is taking you out of yourself or making you question yourself or puts pressure on somebody, or not pressure, but like puts a pedestal up for somebody else where you need to follow them.
Which literally is what our entire society and culture is based off of.
Yeah.
Is based on pedestalizing other people, you know, whether it's like the YouTube star or the celebrity or the athlete or whatever. Like our entire society is based on like trying to keep up with these people who have
power.
Yeah. Who just have this like weird leg up because they have money.
Right.
Or influence or whatever.
Right. Which... Right. We as individuals have influence as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like we as individuals can co-create with the universe. And we as individuals have the power to do whatever we want. And there's a viewpoint in the occult or the esoteric where it's bad. And that is like one viewpoint. And if you just take away the bad and the good of everything and you just see everything as it is, it's like, it's your own perception that creates the good and the bad. So what's good for me is bad for Ashleen.
Right.
And it goes on and on and on.
The truth is subjective.
Exactly.
Ultimately. And if you don't align with this whole idea of an alien agenda, then
great.
Fine.
Don't align with it. That's fine. No one's forcing you into believing in aliens. And like what we were talking about with the multiverse conversation, there's a multiverse of perspectives. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's not one true perspective because we're all trying, like, the point of us is to experiment and experience all aspects of ourselves, which is what Unity tried to do when it broke itself up.
Right.
So, just remember that you rock.
And it was, I'm trying to remember why you said that. In the before we were even recording, I think it was because you were saying that people are painting aliens to
scary
creatures that we should fear.
Yes.
And if that is the message that you're receiving, then just check it and see if that's actually true for you.
Right.
Right. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I don't know. Also, we don't know what we're talking about.
No, this is
like, just we are not the end all be all end period point to anything. Literally anything's possible. We definitely ride on the wave of like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. if that's true for you, then it's true, you know? So I just want to, just in case anyone's out there being like, chronic gals really want us all to be aliens, yeah, and they're really pushing this alien thing.
Do what you want.
I just make sure that whatever you believe is love and putting like love back into yourself and pedestalize your own self.
And if you want to chat about the alien agenda, we are so here for that.
Yes.
That's all.
And we will totally get into aliens today with the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
But
whiteboard you have right
Thank
here.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was a quick little, just trying to throw up with the Avengers and basically where their superpower came from. Okay, we're getting like two. Yeah. We'll get into it.
So today I want to share what we've got on the table. We got some plaid jacket. This is the royal wedding.
Is it just called plaid jacket or is it plaid and jacket?
Plaid jacket.
Because there's a plus in the middle of it.
Oh, plaid jacket. Yeah, I think it's just plaid jacket.
All right.
But yeah, this stuff is royal wedding. If you guys haven't tried the plaid jacket brand yet, it's amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good. It comes in this box. It looks like a gift box. And the jar is in here. And then the weed is just like so good. But they package it like this so that it stays fresh. And so it like keeps the sunlight from deteriorating all of the cannabinoids and stuff.
Also, when I bought it for the first time, I also thought this is like a second layer of oxygen protection from the jar.
Totally.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. So like, it'll stay fresher longer. Not that it stays on the shelves long enough, but you should smell this.
Which one is this again? Royal
Wedding.
It's
so purpley.
Plaid jacket is not just the box either. Like their flower really is so fire too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that this really packs a punch. A little goes a long way. It's potent as shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers are on it, but it doesn't even matter. So we have plaid jacket royal wedding on the table.
Do we want to begin with that? Because that feels like maybe an end.
That's kind of
that sounds like.
That's what I was kind of implying with.
Okay, cool, perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just want to share that I have it, and it smells really good.
Amazing.
I brought in Happy Trails from Dewey. This is a brand I feel like relatively new to our area.
I think so.
Within the last couple of months, but everything I've gotten from them has been super fire.
I feel like I got that pre-roll once, and it was really good.
Yeah, didn't you? Yeah, you had that on your story, too, and stuff?
Maybe, probably. That sounds right.
Yeah, but, yeah, literally everything that they've had. I mean, everything I've noticed has only been, like, on the sativa hybrid-leaning side, however you want to list that. But that being said, all the flowers have been beautiful. Packaging is awesome.
It's very 70s. Mm-hmm. I think it's very. The orange, but it's giving me like straight up Brady Bunch.
And the font. And
yeah, font. Like hot, wet American summer.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about the packaging I think is really solid. Like it looks real clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you read it, it has all the breakdown. Grapefruit. It has terpenes. It has all that good jazz.
Love that.
And then from Roger.
Sorry.
No, go for it.
Right. I was just saying that there's genetics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then from Rochester Farms, just a gram of Point Break, because I just asked the guy, like, hey, what's a good conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Weed. And then I just had a little leftover gummy worms from Trichomes, which is a farm that I haven't really seen much elsewhere.
Me neither.
But they're pesticide-free, so that's kind of fun.
Nice. Where'd you pick this up at?
I got these two at Stickies and the Trichomes at Pot Zone Vancouver. Nice.
Lots of purple weed right now.
I know.
Lots of purple weed.
Love that.
Me too.
But yeah.
I saw a mimosa from Blue Roots online today, and it was like from there. It was so beautiful.
When mimosa's done well, it's so fucking
so
good.
It's so good. Yeah. But it was like in their grow Blue Roots. So it was like still the plant.
Mm. Still growing.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Now it's going to be so hard to find.
It's okay.
I don't think I have any purpley weed right now. But except for maybe, I think this Neapolitan Dream from K Cannabis is purple. But it's also in a pre-roll, so. you wouldn't know unless you're filling up bowls like I do sometimes.
Of course, they're probably, I'll find it later. They're probably like shadow ban and I can't find them in the search bar. And I don't know what the thing is.
Anyway, look it up yourself. It's totally worth it. It's like rainbow. That's why I was like going to bring it up because it was like all the colors of the rainbow. It was beautiful. Yeah.
It was Mimosa from Blue Roots. Mimosa
from Blue Roots. Okay. Yeah. They posted it today.
Okay.
The 25th. I think so. You go back in there in their news feed.
Unless they're getting taken down right now.
Right now. Yeah.
For that picture.
Yeah, probably. It was too good. Too good. All right. I think, what did you say you brought for a good conversation? This point break?
He said the point break, but I feel like the happy trails honestly could get us somewhere nice.
Let's do that first.
It's a white cap and dragon lady combo. Limonene, G-pinene, and...
I don't think I've had dragon lady in like 4 or 5 years. That's cool.
I've never heard of it. Alpha pinene and alpha bisabolene.
I don't know.
Bisabolene.
Bisabolene. That's neat.
Where am I looking?
Right. Top right corner.
I've not heard of that before. And then I think it's a little alpha symbol.
Pass me a nug. If you guys are still looking at the thing.
Like, all their nugs are so sticky and big, and they smell amazing. They have another flower called Flora de Explora that is, like, it's literally...
I think I've had that one, too.
Yeah, it's so fruity and flowery smelling, like, it's amazing, and then it makes you want to go on a hike. Like, it's...
That's fun.
It's really nice.
So, bisabolene is found in plants, like, I don't know what cubeb is. Lemon and oregano.
Interesting. Sounds like a Tuscan dish.
It does, right?
South of Italy. Southern shores.
Various derivates also function as pheromones in different insects, such as stink bugs and fruit flies.
Oh, interesting.
It is interesting.
Plants are so cool.
Huh.
Also never realized that this was just a terpene I never heard of.
Yeah. I know, terpenes.
Love that. New terpenes every day.
New terpene alert.
I wonder
what
it is.
Does anybody want to smoke the rest of this bowl or just should I just clean it out?
With Riley my face.
Will take the bowl
with your lungs.
That's a surefire way of clogging up your downstairs.
Felt right.
I know, it did.
Good thing I cleaned it recently, although it is already clogging up again.
That's too bad.
It's the life, man.
It is the life.
I cleaned out this bowl piece too, like a glass cleaner.
Nice.
And it made it from like easily doubled the size of the bowl.
Yeah,
I believe all of the resin that was just like on the wall.
I believe it. That's so funny. So you know what I'm thinking?
Fat bowls these days.
I've been thinking about with these bowl pieces, these like double lined glass bowls. A lot of shit gets stuck inside of the lining of the bowl that you're like smoking over and over and over again. So like the single line glass bowls are probably way better for you than these like bulbous double layer.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just on a thought. Yeah. Just a stoner thought thinking, looking at their bowl pieces. Yeah. You're like, totally. Wow. Facts or stoner thoughts.
Well, yeah. And then you were just saying that somebody posted some like results of the bacteria on a bong or something.
Yeah.
And that's gross. Yeah. I don't ever want to think about.
I've heard it gets
bad. I think Moose Labs might have done that study and it was like a million times more disgusting than a public bathroom.
Yeah, ew.
Okay. But like, what about your phone?
No, I think it was like a couple 100% dirtier than someone's phone.
Okay. But.
I know. Totally. No. Everything's dirty.
Yeah.
Everything's disgusting. It's just like they had huge numbers.
Also, I hope you're changing your bong water out like more often than you would it.
Yeah. I think we've come to that.
We do maybe a couple times a month.
Oh, that's different. Never mind.
I was going to say, I'll probably do it like twice a week.
Yeah. My bong is small. So, and I travel with it. You know, so I'm usually dumping my water.
That's true. Depends on,
There's too many spilt bongs.
Bro, for
and
real,
And then your
dude.
Car, ugh.
Yeah. Got that stale that. Smell.
Illegal.
No, I think I most often clean it out before we record, and it's mostly because it's going to be on camera. And that did not happen
that did
today,
not
by
happen
the way.
Today. I, like, took a photo of it, commented on how dirty it was, did nothing about it, so...
It's fine.
But I did, like, actually clean it out recently and got all the scrubbies off the
That's true.
Side, even though now like, now they've reaccumulated.
We need, what's up?
Peace water.
Peace water.
You know, I learned on TikTok that it's just, like, all you need to buy is vegetable glycerin. And I don't know if you want to keep this in for sponsor reasons. But all you need to buy is vegetable glycerin and then just find a ratio of water and that works for you. And it's the exact same thing. And you can buy it in bulk and not have to pay $12 for like a bottle that lasts
water.
Three.
That's cool to know.
Bongs. Just say it. I don't know if you want to keep that. Feel free
I'm gonna
to edit
keep
that
it.
Out.
We're
okay.
keeping it.
Yeah.
Don't want to take it. Not meaning to take any shots. Just being like, oh, people who want to be
you know,
financially frugal.
Yeah.
Room
even the DIY.
Yeah.
So who's going to hit this bowl first?
I was thinking about this and I think you should do it because I think you've not had Dewey at all yet.
That's
and
true.
I brought it, so I want you to try it.
Yeah, get the green.
Wow, thanks, guys.
That's nice.
Of course.
Dewey. Thanks, Dewey.
Do the Dewey. Literally, like, I buy too much of them, and I go into the store telling myself I'm not going to get them, and I walk out buying Dewey. Yeah, they're 35 and 8, so they're pretty, like, on the higher end, but like I said, it's really hard to not
That's such a smooth
hit.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
They have a creme brulee.
Nice.
It's really nice. It's really, like, dessert sweet.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a honeycomb. Mm-hmm. Really good. I'm trying to think the other ones.
See, how you feel about them is how I feel about cake cannabis. I'm always on the hunt for them. Cake. This brand is a Freddy's Fuegos, like, offshoot brand.
Got you.
But all of their strains are, like, dessert-based. But they're all so good. Gooey tiramisu, I'll buy, like, two or three at a time.
The acai ones? Acai?
Yeah. Gelato. Yeah. Acai gelato.
Ooh.
Which I think is an infused joint, usually.
Yeah, flavorful.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Totally worth it. When did, I saw a buttender with the cake, like, t-shirt on. And it looked really cool.
Nice.
Like, their labeling logo is really cool. Also reminds me of Cake the Band.
Yep, totally.
I hope Cake Cannabis and Cake the Band do something together. I think that would be a
cool collab.
Baked with cake.
Right.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You guys be
baked by cake, but presented by the Chronic Gals.
There you go.
We'll get baked with cake.
There you go. Baked with cake.
Baked
with
cake. Baking cake with cake. And
listening
on
cake.
Baked. And the Bakersman Collective.
Ah!
And then do it with, like, leggings on, so you have cakes.
Cake.
So you're showing your cakes.
That's so good.
There you go.
The Pokemon's over there.
That's very true. I looked at the Poke one too and was like, "That's that which should be cleaned out." And
yeah.
I didn't even think about that either. That was lovely.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a really smooth, really like easy high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far, at least.
What's it called again? Sorry.
Happy Trails. Happy Trails. This is like probably this and Florida Explorer are my two faves.
Nice. Okay.
Florida Explorer is a way more heady.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, should we dump into Marvel? Should we dump
Let's
or
jump?
Into
it.
Yeah.
Dump
my
into
might
it.
Keep sliding, so I'm gonna just keep adjusting all show.
That's
okay.
We adjust as we go.
So yeah, I kind of believe that there's a lot of disclosure happening through the media. Disclosure meaning things about aliens, things about secret government programs, mm-hmm. things about stuff that is happening behind the scenes that we don't know about, that we haven't been told about, but that's actually now coming out and people are like, this stuff is kind of real. And I feel like that's happening in Marvel movies. I feel like that's happening in Disney.
Yeah.
And like the first time I watched Ozarks, and I don't know if anyone's
yeah.
watched Ozark. But the whole thing is that Jason Bateman is an accountant for the cartel
uh-huh.
and has to like do dealings with the cartel. But it goes in and it explains exactly how the cartel would launder money.
Right.
So it's like another level of disclosure of like, here is something that is happening in your world that, and here's like exactly how it's done.
Yeah.
However, part of like the disinformation of it all is that when you put the stuff in a fictional context,
mm-hmm.
the masses see it as a fiction, and they tell themselves that it's not real. Mm-hmm. And then, so now all these crazy things could only happen in the movies. Meanwhile, these crazy things are actually happening in real life to real life people, and their stories are being suppressed until recently. A lot of people are coming up and whistleblowing all these things. But I've been watching Marvel. I've been like hyper fixated on Marvel for the past couple weeks to see what codes are hidden mm-hmm. in there. So that's what we're talking about today, basically, right?
Huge. Yep.
I'm so excited about it.
I don't even know where to begin.
I think let's all explain our experience with Marvel.
Okay, good idea.
And kind of get a baseline, and then we can jump into some wacky things. Evan, do you want to start?
Yeah. I've been watching Marvel since my childhood was like mid-2000s. It was definitely
you've grown up with Marvel.
Yeah. This is like Marvel's like very nostalgic memory, you know, like peak. I feel like peak Marvel was like late 2000s, early 2010s, and then they kind of fell off mid 2010s. Anyway, but
we'll talk about it.
Yeah. haven't been watching the newer. I've been watching literally everything like Iron Man, Avengers, Thor, all the ones leading up to Endgame, basically. And then after Endgame, it kind of felt like a conclusion to me because it was literally like my childhood was over and they're moving on to this new chapter.
Endgame. Yeah. Literally. No, I feel that. That's like where I am. I finished Endgame and now I'm sitting in the soup of where do I go next? And I chose Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
Part of the reason I started the hyperfixation was to watch Spider-Man.
The multiverse stuff they've been doing.
And I decided to not watch it until I started from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, anyway, continue.
I just think it's interesting how they did Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2000s, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in the 2010s, Tom Holland Spider-Man in the late 2010s to 2020s, and then they do Into the Spider-Verse cartoon that has all the multiverse things. Right. And then they decided to double back on the Spider-Verse multiverse stuff and do it in real version. Mm-hmm. Have you seen?
I have not seen that yet, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
By the way, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Yeah. If you are interested in the ends of any of these movies, back
get
out.
Honestly, no way we're going to be able to like hold back on anything. No.
If you've been listening to us long enough, you know to either get in or get out.
Been watching up until Endgame, and then all the new stuff, like I haven't really tuned into WandaVision. I haven't tuned into, like, I haven't even seen Shang-Chi yet, which I feel like I heard is actually pretty good.
That's what I've heard too. You want to watch it together?
Sure. Let's get high and fucking watch it. Yeah, hell yeah.
Sweet.
Dad's watched it like 3 times.
Really?
Okay. I did not know that. But I heard Morbius sucked. Like, I just am not super drawn into all the newer things right now, and that might just be me being lazy, but.
It's a commitment, though, to have to make it through up through Endgame. That's literally like 25 movies.
That's also literally like, I want to say 15 to 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
Captain America, the First Soldier, which is the first modern MCU movie, was 2008.
Oh.
So it began in 2008. So it's literally.
Wait, what about Iron Man? Wasn't that one before?
I think that one was made before.
I think it was like 2007 or 6.
Okay. The chronological one. That was the first one. Oh, you're going to look that up?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway. You can finish your experience with Marvel.
I think that was it, basically. I mean, my favorite is Spider-Man. I've always wanted to be Spider-Man. I've watched Tobey Maguire movies. That was literally my childhood. But then, and I always resented the Andrew Garfield ones. And then one sick day in middle school or high school, I was at home and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just watch it. Fell in love with it and literally watched it back to back like 4 or 5 times. Like, literally loved it.
Rekindled your relationship. It,
absolutely. All the Spider-Man games that have been coming out recently are super hype, really good. But yeah, and I mean, I feel like I've seen Marvel go from like a interesting superhero storytelling to like this weird route of like, not really, mythology. You know what I mean? And then this weird existential route with, I think you guys watched Doctor Strange recently. Mm-hmm. And like, they're taking some weird routes right now. Now we're going into multiverse.
Right.
So we started out pretty conventional superhero and then we just went and just started doing all these crazy hidden motifs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, and Punisher, Warzone. I don't know if those are included in the...
I don't know if Hulk counts. There's like three Hulk movies
already. Yeah.
Right.
So those... Okay, so the Iron Man and Incredible Hulk came out in 2008.
Okay. Is it the Eric Bana Incredible Hulk?
Which one?
Let me...
The one that counts is...
Ed Norton. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Which and he's not even the Avengers one. Right, he's right. Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Mark Ruffalo has his own Hulk movie.
No, right? He doesn't.
Edward Norton was in 2008, so he does not count.
Okay.
So Iron Man came out in 2008.
So Ed Norton was supposed to count, but then he decided he didn't want to fulfill the roles of like being the Hulk for 20 years or whatever. So he decided to back out, and then that's why they did Ruffalo.
Do you think he's kicking himself in the ass, though, for the money?
I don't. Actually, Edward Norton, no, because he likes to do his characters.
He does. He does. That's true.
I don't know anything
and
about
him. And the freedom.
I mean, he was like American History X.
That's
and
true.
And he was also like the magician.
That's
and,
true. Like, Edward Norton has way more of a scope, an acting scope. Not to say that any of the people... But no, to
I see what
say
you're saying.
No, literally to say everybody in the Marvel universe is one character. Yeah.
It's like signing up on a soap opera. Like
totally.
If you're a main character on a soap opera, you're there for 15 years.
I mean, that's literally with Endgame, that's the first generation signing off.
Right.
And
exactly.
Like all those actors, I'm pretty sure it's like contracts ended.
Right.
Now we're moving into this new wave of people and characters and superhero stories.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Thor, let me just go back to the
release
timeline.
Yeah.
Thor came out in 2011. Well, Iron Man 2 came out in 2010. Thor came out 2011. Captain America, the First Avenger, came out in 2011. And then Ghost Rider, I think the second Ghost Rider, came out in 2011.
See, I didn't
which
know Ghost
Rider
Ghost
I don't think is in.
Ghost Rider isn't in the modern
So
Avengers.
Thor, X-Men aren't in it either, are they?
No,
they have their own thing, which I've never understood, never wanted to get into.
So X-Men is also Marvel?
I thought they were DC for the longest.
They were DC because
they
were
their own thing.
Maybe they'll come, maybe.
Crossover.
They'll cross over.
No, I'm pretty sure they're Marvel, though. Like, I'm pretty sure they're confirmed Marvel.
Well, it's on the Marvel Wikipedia page, so.
But they've always had their own storyline, which I've just never understood.
Maybe it's in, like, a multiverse situation.
Right.
Probably is.
Or like super in the future.
Because, like, if there's mutants everywhere, and then all of a sudden Captain America comes out, like it wouldn't be weird.
It wouldn't be weird if he was mutant.
Facts.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So Thor, Captain America, the First Avenger came out in 2011, and then the original Avengers movie came out in 2012.
Okay.
Along with the Amazing Spider-Man, which is
Garfield.
Garfield.
And I didn't. Yeah, I didn't watch those.
Should I continue with the timeline or
no? Tell us your experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we'll hit up that later.
Yeah.
Keep the
tab. I'll keep it up. So my experience with Marvel, I'm pretty sure I saw the first Avengers in the theaters. I mean, watched a bunch of Spider-Mans with you. Was kind of just like, these are good movies for the event of it all. But I kept watching them. And I think it was the second Avengers, maybe, where they they destroyed a whole town or something. And like my morality compass really went off and was like, I know that the sacrifice of one town is not as, or is like not as great as like the sacrifice of the whole world.
Yeah.
But
that that becomes a whole storyline in the second half of the Infinity
Saga. Yeah. So I think... like superhero movies in general are a little just too violent, and I'm always thinking about the people on the ground and in the buildings that are getting attacked. And I think there is a movie now out about it, but anyway, so I stopped kind of getting into them because I'm just like I just have no interest in watching 20 minutes of fight scenes.
Yeah,
you know, like I just don't want to. So watch Avengers, whatever. Watched Black Panther, kind of came in and out through like the newer ones. Did not like Iron Man. I thought Iron Man was fine, but then he just got arrogant and I stopped paying attention. I'm just trying. Oh, definitely saw Thor because homie's hot.
Right.
You know? So yeah, not like I've never watched these movies with an analytical eye like I would be doing now,
or even to just follow the whole through line through the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more dipping in and out for the individual story
and the entertainment and the show of it all. Not necessarily now I want to watch it all with my lens and aliens and like what I know now and like get into it, but my previous experience is like oh, I really liked Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. That one was a good one. I did like Deadpool. Now that I'm looking at
Deadpool was really funny.
It was funny.
Yeah. Because it was like really graphic for like a Marvel movie. Not graphic in the sense of like a whole town being fucked up. Right. But like a cussing. Yeah. And like, oh, is it a Tarantino?
No, just like flashes. Yeah. Exactly. Going in crazy directions.
Yeah. So that's my experience.
Can I just say real quick, I don't think any of us have really ever dived into like the comic books.
No.
I was thinking that
we
too.
Are strictly movie. We're not flexing on anyone about the comics. No. This is like me. I've never read the Harry Potter books, only seen the movies. These two have received, done both.
Done them all.
I've only seen the movies. Same thing
Which,
with that.
Which I'm curious about the comic books because they're so much more in depth. Mm-hmm. The actual writers of the comic books are not being paid by big money people and getting influenced by all of these things. They're getting influenced by other things. And so if any of these storylines are actually in the comic books, is it the comic writers that are influencing us? Like, that kind of brings in a whole nother...
Do we know if the Infinity Saga came from the comic books? Or did it... Was it its own movie saga?
I'm pretty sure it's
a comic book?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to ask Matt.
I guess we could look. Yeah, have Matt on the show. He'd actually be so fun to dive into stuff like this.
Okay, well, we should definitely...
We'll look into that. Are you looking into it?
I don't know.
So... Just bringing it back to the Infinity Wars comic book line. Did a quick Google search. Looks like it is a storyline, which makes sense. But
in
now
the
I'm
comic books.
Yeah, sorry, in the comic books. Now I'm wondering if
published pre
movies.
1992.
Okay, the Infinity Wars is a 6-issue comic book limited series. Okay, so. Okay. Now that makes me wonder.
6-issue limited series. Okay, interesting.
So now I'm wondering if like Infinity War, I can't remember if there was a middle one, an Endgame.
Age of Ultron.
Was that the middle one?
No, that one's before Infinity
War. I just looked it up because I had forgotten. There's 4 Avengers movies.
Yeah.
There's the Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity War, and Endgame. Okay. Yeah. So I wonder if that's just like the 6 book series split up into those 4 movies.
Maybe.
And then all the other superhero movies are to fill gap in context.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. Plus origin story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone loves a good origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Spider-Man's done it 3 times.
100 times. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. So my experience with Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Before now. Until now.
Until now. Yeah. Kind of the same as you, Riley. Like, I had seen a couple of them. Never really got super into them. I was, like, going off to college. And I think I saw one of them, like... in the college theater with all of the other college students. So everyone's like yelling and whooping up and it's like really
probably
fun.
Awesome.
It's so fun to do those things.
Yeah. And I think, I don't remember which movie it was, but so it was not, I was not into it. It was not like a thing I wanted to follow. But then I don't even remember what happened.
Was
I think
it was
the
pandemic?
Tom Holland. I think it was Tom Holland. I think I kept getting served Tom Holland on my algorithms. And I was like, okay, I want to watch Tom Holland and Spider-Man. So then I went back to figure out where the first appearance of Tom Holland as Spider-Man was, and that is Captain America: Civil War. And so I watched that one, and then I was like, and then I caught on to like little clues and pieces and things and just saw how like they're pitting themselves against each other, just all of the stuff in that movie. And then I was like, okay.
What is this?
What info is here? And it's like aligning with a lot of the things that I've been learning since the pandemic about like mysticism and magic and like energy and how energy works, how the multiverse works and all of that stuff. And it's like all pinging and aligning. And I'm seeing where the movie is like, is giving misinformation or disinformation, like I've been saying, But then I like have, I can fill in the gaps mm-hmm. with, for myself. So that's been really fun. So yeah, I watched Captain America Civil War first and then decided to start from the beginning.
Chronologically. Oh, and you watched Doctor Strange.
Oh, and I've seen Doctor Strange and Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Doctor that Strange. Also triggered it, watching Doctor Strange, because it was so
that geometric. Awesome. And that one I watched like closer, I don't know, a few years ago, when more closer mm-hmm. to when it came out. And then
was, yeah, like, you have it, been telling me to watch Doctor Strange for a really long time because yeah. it does have a lot of like the mysticism that we've been learning about yeah. in it. Like,
very up, right really in front of you.
He is a wizard.
It is yeah. magic. Like, they are doing are magic.
Teaching it. Yeah.
And these
yeah.
are spells.
Yeah. yeah. And they're incantations. Going inside and yeah. like,
right.
letting go of your ego.
And the astral world. And the, you yeah. know, yeah.
Also, Doctor Strange was one of those Marvel movies that didn't feel like a Marvel movie. Yeah, like, yeah. it had the superhero shit, totally. But the way it was shot and all the like scenes. Inception. Exactly, yeah. exactly, yeah. yeah.
It was so cool for all of those, like...
The world-bending the shit. Dimension. Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, dude. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, so Doctor Strange really was awesome. Good. And then... So, yeah, I watched them a long time ago. I watched Black Panther when Black Panther came mm-hmm. out, because Black Panther is awesome, and so they did good. An excellent job with Wakanda.
I wish Wakanda was real. I Maybe
know.
It
dude,
is.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it is real. If you go...
Maybe that's Inner Earth.
Watch...
Exactly, though.
That's okay, watch... Crazy. Well, fuck, what is this show? It's hot, sexy Africans or rich, sexy Africans or something on Netflix.
Is it the South African yes. reality show?
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of it.
It's, they are ballers.
Dude, right.
The definition of ballers.
And we don't know that because they don't want us to know it.
Exactly.
Like.
We think that Africa is all tribal huts and desolate, shit. And dry. It's like, South Africa is the leading country in medicine.
Really?
Yeah. They are super advanced. So I'm pretty sure, like, they're that Wakanda. Is Wakanda.
That's fair.
Like,
honestly,
I think Wakanda actually exists see, outside American of our fucking American perspective.
Bullshit
yeah.
ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. That's honestly fair.
Shout
though.
Out to Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, though. But.
Yeah, so Black Panther was awesome. They yeah. did a great job with that.
Yeah, they really did.
They really did. And then, yeah, and then, I don't know, I just started this hyperfixation, and here
mm-hmm.
we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I love watched it. Everything chronologically up to, chronologically according to the MCU multiverse, up nice. To Endgames, and...
How many movies is that again?
A
it's
lot.
Like it's like 25. Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but it's somewhere around 25.
I'm on Disney Plus and look at the chronological
order. It is
order.
On Disney, yeah.
It has it all in order, too.
Riley just told me that today. I didn't know Actually, that.
I've you didn't know that?
No, I've literally been referencing a website.
Damn. List. Yeah, it's honestly really convenient because
it's so easy. They have it in from, different types, too.
Yeah.
They have it in, like, how it was released.
Yeah, they really do.
Storyline chronological. They have it so in, like, great. Phases.
I'm glad Disney
The ones featuring
that.
Just yeah, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4, Phase 3, yeah. Phase 2, Phase 1, okay, Marvel
well,
Cinematic Universe
again,
in timeline order.
That's what we want, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. Sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so now I'm floating here in so post-end games. I have seen two of the new Spider-Man movies, two of the Tom Holland Spider-Mans. I have not seen the newest one yet, but it's on the list. I want to watch Shang-Chi.
Same.
I just learned that the series are only 6 episodes. So I'm like, okay, I'm actually down to the WandaVision and the Loki.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, that's good. It's not like a bunch of series.
No, it's not like 12. Okay. No, I think there's 4. There's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then there's a Hawkeye one.
I heard Moon Knight.
Oh, and Moon Knight.
Is really good.
I heard
it's good.
That
yeah.
one actually ties in literal like Egyptian gods into the storyline.
Right.
So yeah, I would do want to watch Moon Knight as well. So
which I've noticed with I don't know anything about Moon Knight. I've just seen the short snippets, but he has this hood. He wears this hood that looks like an Assassin's Creed mm-hmm. hood, which also ties into like a lot of mythology and Egyptian history. Like,
cool.
Which is really interesting, right?
I also want to bring up Transformers
mm-hmm.
because Transformers has what's the thing? The Allspark?
Oh, yeah.
And the box that it's in. Don't they talk about, like, a Tesseract or, like,
that's
a Merkaba?
Yeah.
Or
they do
also
have a box,
tie something
though, yeah.
to... And they're from, they're galactic beings.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Where are they? DC?
No, they're their own.
They're their own. Yeah. Weren't they just to sell the toy? Like, wasn't it Transformer was the toy first, and then they came up with the show. Story?
Yeah. Remember the show? The,
but
like,
I think
old...
the show was from
exactly.
The toy.
Yeah. 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 And then they made the movies.
The movies, yeah. Right.
Which, so underrated. Can I just say, they go so fucking hard.
They
like,
do.
Yeah. If you're just ready for the explosions and the Michael Bay and the Rock and, like, not the Rock, but rock and roll.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Rock could have been in the movies, too. Yeah. Let's be real. He could have been a Transformer himself. But, yeah, go ahead and rewatch those. Too. Yeah, dude, into a Rock.
Well, it's like Vin Diesel's Groot.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Everyone is in this.
I know. No, there are so many characters in the Marvel Universe. They have literally, like, I have seen every actor I've ever seen in a movie. Literally,
right.
Wanda is Lizzie Olsen. What fucking VHS tape did they find Lizzie Olsen, the younger sister of the Olsen twins?
Well, she's having a moment. She's having her own moment.
She's having a moment.
But outside of WandaVision, she had her own come up.
Okay.
With
Where did she come from?
She had her own... thing that she was doing
it.
But yeah,
yeah,
no, she
like
was on the hot, like the fast track to totally
it was just like the most random person on as an Avenger, like all of these people are names.
I
know.
That's cool.
So I feel like an interesting place to start is when I was younger watching like Spider-Man and the Hulk. Watching those origin stories, I'm trying to think of the other ones as a kid, but I can't really think of them. They weren't super like government heavy.
Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, Fantastic Four is a Marvel.
Well,
that's
Yeah, Fantastic Four. Fantastic
yeah.
Four.
Yeah, I have not seen those.
There's two different ones.
So there was
Blade, which was before your time.
Yeah.
They're
remaking
it. Spider-Man first came out in 2002, and then Daredevil in 2003.
Daredevil underrated as hell, dude.
The Hulk came out in 2003. The Punisher, which doesn't include us. Spider-Man 2 in 2004. Elektra.
Okay, I guess it was honestly
Fantastic
a lot of Spider-Man.
4, yeah.
But,
and Fantastic Four really influenced you. Well, you watched a lot of Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I believe that.
And X-Men.
But, like, I feel like... I don't know. It was all not governed. Like, all of a sudden, once, like, the 2010s or late 2000s hit, it was, like, superheroes and the government mixed together.
Totally.
And it was, like, why are they working together? I feel like superheroes should be doing their own thing.
Right.
I feel like in the comics, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak on that, actually. But I just think it's weird that superheroes have to be involved with the government.
So you're for privatized superheroes.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm proud of you for privatized superheroes.
Is that what the boys are about? That show, The Boys.
Yeah, that's another good superhero one.
Yeah,
it's way more real.
Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that graphics are really good.
I watched a couple episodes and it was pretty good. But
I need to go back
like
into
the
it.
Superhero, I'm just not a superhero motif person.
Dude,
I'd rather
guy
do
was
Star
getting,
Wars.
Like,
no, the
fuck,
The Boys is worth
gills. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was getting like raped.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That show is worth it for the social commentary.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, even though it's a superhero thing, it's totally worth it because they get twisted.
Yeah,
like that guy. We're spoiling.
Spoiling
that guy, the Aquaman version. He like basically date raped somebody in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Of the season, and then,
the newbie.
Yeah, the newbie, and then it became it like fucked him up, and he went on this whole journey throughout the rest of the season where he would had to like deal
make
with being a rapist. You know, like, deal with being like the ego that he has had of being just somebody who's entitled to women's bodies, kind of a thing.
Interesting.
It's a
weird,
complex show. Yeah.
Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
All right.
Two
I'm
seasons.
Definitely watch it because I've been wanting to. I just forget.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's weird the juxtaposition, if you will, of superheroes and the government and like all the testing and genetic testing and all this like kidnapping that they do to like. Have these people be tested on and like all these
wait,
like iron
who are they taking and what tests are they running? Because I don't
like,
really you're gonna have to fill in some gaps for me.
There's
multiple
I was gonna say there's multiple things of this like in Iron Man there's a lot of testing and like in Iron Man 2 and 3 I think.
Well, and then Black Widow is all about Black Widow is what's it what
Scarlett Johansson.
She So the Black Widow movie is her backstory. She was sold as a girl. Her parents like needed to sell her, and they sold her to these people who brainwashed her and turned her into a super assassin.
Oh,
and so she was like one, right? So right. She's just one of many. And then in Black Widow, she has to go and like rescue the other widows and like dismantle this program. So there's that, which like speaks to just child sex trafficking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like even if they're not turning them into super assassins,
or
they're
even
using them for whatever their purposes yeah. what, are. Or
exactly.
If they are turning them into super assassins.
Like in Stranger Things.
Right.
Or
right.
That blonde girl in the forest. Like
Anna?
Yeah.
Hannah?
Anna? Something like
yeah,
that. Same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. But then we find like in real life, do you guys remember the Russian thing where they found out that in like the 60s there were pockets of Russians implanted in all of these suburban towns to just be American? And then I don't know, I'm exactly sure what the purpose was, but it was like in
like
the Cold
the
War. And then that's what came, that's what made that show, that the Americans on FX.
I was gonna say, isn't there a
show
about
that?
There's
a show
that.
About
yeah.
it, but
called
that
the
was based on something that actually happened, where there
that's
were
so
Russian
crazy.
Agents implanted into suburban America.
Right.
And I don't know what their purpose was, but
right,
yeah.
Right. Interesting.
So
interesting.
Yeah, Black Widow, you got the brainwashing, the super soldier.
Yeah.
Captain of fucking America.
Is a super soldier.
He's a tested super soldier.
He was a serum guy. That's where he got his superpowers.
All
the
villains
Winter,
in his movies were also like
mm-hmm,
tested.
Totally.
Things.
Captain America Winter Soldier is where we find the Winter Soldier, who was Captain America's best friend from the 40s. Who had been shuttled into some program and turned into a super soldier and then cryogenically frozen for years and then brought back out to be an assassin / undercover operative for S.H.I.E.L.D. No, for Hydra. For
yeah, Hydra.
Hydra.
Yeah.
Which is the Nazi secret science division.
Which, rewind, the fact that it's tied up with Nazis, isn't that a little heavy too?
No, because like, it's real.
Wait, what do you mean?
The Nazis did that shit.
Oh, no, I know. But the fact that it's in the Marvel.
Right.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
It's
like, this is a kid's comic.
That disclosure.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I know. It's
this is what we were, this is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we're having this conversation.
So, well, I'm just thinking about Captain America and the serum and
the
army. And
well, and Hulk.
And Hulk.
Is another one. I know. This chart, I said how everybody got their powers. So you
huge.
Have Super Soldier, Iron Man is kind of a super soldier, but he's also mostly super smart with tech and money. Hulk is a gamma radiation guy. Spider-Man got bit by a spider.
Radioactive
spider. Ant-Man is tech, but he's also a thief. Wanda and Peter were enhanced humans, and Russian enhanced humans.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because you've seen the movies and stuff. What do you consider, I can't think of his name, Peter, his superhero name?
I don't remember.
Fucking the dude with the thing right here.
Oh, that's Vision.
Isn't that him?
No, Peter is her twin,
okay,
who is
see,
the super fast guy. He was only
oh,
an Age
oh,
of Ultron
oh, okay,
and he
yeah.
died like,
got
at the
you.
End of Ultron.
Right. But,
Hawkeye.
Fucking Vision, dude. Is he a human? Like,
so
is he a
Vision,
person?
Vision's fucking cool.
Right.
So this that's why I literally
like
rewatched half of Age of Ultron last night because I wanted to understand where Vision came from and who he was. Vision is basically a cyborg, but it has a biological human body that is okay. So what happened was they infused a human tissue with vibranium, which is this shit from Wakanda that makes all the Wakanda tech work, and it turned into like this bio cyborg. And Iron Man and so Tony Stark and Hulk, Bruce Banner, could not get the tech right. But then Thor comes in because Thor had a vision and he uses a hammer and he brings electricity to the fucking Vision's head. And then he implants the Mind Stone there. And then what Thor does is that he makes it so that all of the hope in the universe comes as a whirlpool into the brain of this being. So this being could be nothing but on the side of life.
Aww, I have like extra full body.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so cute.
Because Ultron made Vision originally because he was trying to turn him into like his child. That
is
would
Ultron
continue.
The bad guy?
Ultron's
yeah.
the bad. He's an AI robot.
Interesting.
Who tries to take over the world.
Isn't Vision like also kind of AI? Like he was born through AI and he's like
so
Jarvis.
He's Jarvis.
Yeah.
He's Jarvis'
which is
tech.
Iron
Tony
Man's
Stark.
AI guy.
Yeah.
Which is like, is that why he has a little accent when he talks? You know what I mean? Well, like, yeah. Jarvis has the accent.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think that's like to kind of, because they were like, why does he sound like Jarvis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so Vision's cool.
Vision's really cool.
So he's like, what, not really he has, he's,
he comes in Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
Okay.
But like, yeah, he's birthed there, and yeah, then he has more story in like Infinity Wars and, yeah, Endgame and WandaVision.
So that's their like side, story into the multiverse where they just like have some time together.
They're like breaking fourth dimension or breaking the fourth wall all over the place and this thing. Have you seen it? That's what I hear is the big twist with that, with WandaVision, is they're constantly like
talking,
making little like, not talking to him, but references to the camera, like they know they're there.
Like
and
the
like
office.
Deadpool?
Not like The Office, in a more trippy, in a more like, I'm being watched. Like, WandaVision, I think you need to watch it, because I hear it's got some layers, like, layers on layers. Like, they fuck some shit up. And there's a lot of, like, glitches that happen. Like, glitches that people think are glitches, but then they're actually, like, in the show.
Yeah.
And it's to, like, tell more of the story. Like, I need to watch it, obviously, but that's what I've been seeing about it.
Okay, I'm down. So then, as far as, like, where people are, like, where they got their powers, Black Panther is tech. Doctor Strange is a wizard.
Wait. Black Panther's not only tech. He took the whole ritual.
That's true.
And had the ancestral trip.
That's true. You're right.
And then the tech was more his suit.
And magic, then.
Yeah.
Ancestral.
I'm not going to change it.
Also, would you say magic, or would you say like, I don't know, it's almost like, I just want to just go on the stoner path.
Yeah, no,
he's kind of healing his trauma when he talks to his father about how he doesn't know if he can do it, and like how all this stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe like DNA.
Right, like accessing your power. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That would be interesting to like continue
to dive in.
Black Panther 2.
Is going to about what Chadwick died?
No, there is, but they're gonna focus it on Suri and like the women, the warriors and stuff.
That's I heard there was a big controversy with, I don't know if it's Suri, but Black Panther's young sister.
Her, yeah.
There's a lot of controversy with her. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if she's in the next movie because there was a ton of controversy.
Maybe they're just focusing on the warriors.
Which would be fine.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Thor and Loki, they are gods. Falcon,
multi-dimensional baddies.
Well, yeah, they're all of their bad guys. Versus, yeah, they're all of their bad guys were multi-dimensional beings. So they weren't like humans or whatever. Falcon, tech-powered human. War Machine, tech-powered human. Black Widow, kidnapped as a girl, brainwashed into super assassin. Hawkeye is an assassin, but he's just a human. Winter Soldier was brainwashed and enhanced. Vision was a cyborg. Peter Quill, who is
is up with this guy? Have you seen the number two Guardians of the Galaxy?
Of the Galaxy.
You need to watch that one, dude. That one's fucking crazy, dude.
No, honestly, that one's crazy.
So it's revealed that Peter Quill, who's guy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, I can't remember his name either.
Is it an Evan or Jake or a Chris?
Chris Pratt.
Ding,
ding. It's like five Chris's Pratt, in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. Is the Peter Quill, who is the leader of the Guardians of the Galaxy. It is revealed that his father is the human embodiment of a planetary consciousness. So a planet, we have to talk about
that. You need to watch it, dude.
Tiamat or whatever. Or like the queen, the goddess queen. Or kind like of. Dragon queen.
Yeah. So, well, the story in that movie is that the planet got bored playing with itself as energy, so it created itself as a huge, as like an embodied thing.
LOL.
Got bored on his planet, and then decided to travel and find other planets. So he fell in love with Peter's mom,
who's a human
on Earth, and they had Peter. He abandoned her, and
he is in the universal consciousness.
The planet. Yeah, he abandoned the mom.
Typical.
Peter Quill grew up with his mom. So Peter literally has like the power of, he used to have the power of a planet, and then he had to blow up the planet. So now I don't think he has his powers anymore because he didn't have him in Avengers.
He didn't have him in Infinity War
or anything like that.
Which really would have helped.
Especially
him being the one to fuck everything up when they were like, because they had it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of complex places from where people get their powers.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is, like, humans with tech or, yeah, like, humans trained into
this X, Y, and Z
thing.
That's so interesting because I don't know what it's called now. Operation
Paperclip,
where they were doing LSD to make super soldier or like psychic soldiers, right, and the men watching who stare at goats. Mm. That show, that movie is about psychic soldiers and how there is, well, not the
is
movie.
It really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's George Clooney trying to be psychic.
Oh.
Like learning how to be psychic. Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're trying, like, they stare at the goat to blow the goat up, I think. Yeah.
I see.
So, I mean, it's clear to me. And, I mean, like, the Tuskegee experiment. Like, there are plenty of things in our actual reality history.
Right.
That points to
MK Ultra.
The Nazis. Thing. Yeah.
Hippie conspiracy or whatever.
Yeah. So, to point that people have been trying to make super soldiers for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the result. Right. The Avengers.
Right.
You know what's another interesting thing is, like, looking at or thinking about, like, power ranking, like, who's stronger than who. Like, Captain America and Iron Man can rival, like, Thor. And right. Thor's, like, a god.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird to me.
Right.
You know what? Because Thor's a god, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
And now we have this super soldier that we've created that can rival a god. Like, he literally lifts up Thor's hammer. And I know you have to be, like, deserving of it.
Right.
Which it makes sense Captain America is because he's supposed to have, like, a heart of gold.
I don't think Cap could pick it up.
No, but he did. He ended up beating fucking
at the end of
Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I remember now.
And he did the whole thing because Thor had his axe or whatever instead. Right. And so, yeah.
Because, like, I think at the beginning of Ultron, everybody tried picking up Thor's hammer,
yep,
and nobody could do it. And then at the end of the movie, Vision could pick up Thor's hammer. So, because everyone was
I thought he wiggled it.
No, he picked it up and handed it to Thor. Because everyone was like, why should we trust Vision? You're a child of Ultron. Why should we trust you?
Oh,
and then
he has hope and he's worthy of holding it.
Right. Well, and Thor helped create him. Like,
oh, yeah,
you know, like
his son. He sired him.
Yeah.
But Thor is also weirdly arrogant.
Thor has a lot that he learned throughout the arc of the
he's a weird
saga
arc,
too.
Yeah,
and even at the end of Endgame, like I think he's going to be back.
Yeah,
because
they have a new movie coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called Love and Thunder. They just released a trailer.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Who is
Thor
he back
Love
with?
And Thunder. Well, he's like Fat Thor, and I think he's trying to be Skinny Thor again.
Oh,
and like,
no.
Well. Real mythos Thor is fat.
Yeah.
He's a fat redhead who
yeah.
loves to drink mead and ale and
yeah.
just, like, be this guy. But he's also, like, this fucking strong-ass
right.
god.
Right.
So the fact that Thor was hot, Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Was, like, very not canon, I guess you could say. But
yeah,
I guess
well,
if you think about Avengers Thor, he's always been skinny.
Yeah, that and just like the aesthetic of Avengers is everybody
right.
is just ripped.
That's true. That's true.
Like you can't
that's
be strong and be fat.
Yeah.
You know, unless
yeah.
you're. I mean, even the Hulk.
No,
is,
he's jacked as fuck.
Yeah.
He's juice,
yeah.
dude. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's crazy.
Dang, I want you to watch
Russell Crowe is going to be in the Thor movie.
Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think I've seen.
Is he in
the
movies?
I don't know.
I can't think of it.
The gladiator guy.
Yeah.
In the film, Thor attempts to find inner peace, but must return to action and recruit Valkyrie, Korg, and Jane Foster.
Korg is hella funny. Is that the rock guy?
Yeah. And Jane Foster's back?
Who is now the mighty Thor, Jane Foster.
Oh, yeah. She turns into a Thor thing.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Oh, his sister?
She's the mighty Thor.
No, not the sister.
Natalie Portman?
His love.
The
yeah.
lover. To
I haven't
stop
watched.
Gore the God Butcher.
Gore is Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch the early Thor movies, but I heard they kind of sucked.
The first one's kind of lame. I like The Dark World was okay, but there was like interesting stuff in it. I really liked Ragnarok. Even
Ragnarok
though
is super good.
I think a lot of people gave Ragnarok shit, but I really liked
I don't know why.
Ragnarok.
It's got really good comedy and humor.
The soundtrack. It's
yeah,
like the
yeah.
fucking rock.
The planet that the trash planet they're
yeah,
on
that's
is beautiful.
Super fun. Yeah.
yeah.
Trash
it,
planet.
Yeah.
It gives me Love, Death, Robot vibes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum is on that planet. I know. I have not touched that yet.
Wait, any, you haven't watched any of them? Because there's three seasons.
No, I haven't watched. I haven't even heard of it until Riley mentioned it the other day. So
we'll have to get into that some other time. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But can we take a pause real quick? I think we should light something else up.
Yeah,
it's been a very
long
time.
Well, this is full.
Oh.
So go for it.
Oh, hello.
I just noticed that the greens were still there.
Okay, so where do we want to go from here? Maybe we can talk about some of the things that, like, tied back to what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
For example, in Captain America, the First Soldier, which is the first Captain America movie, and the origin story of Captain America, the bad guys are Hydra, which is the Nazi secret science division, which is literally, it came from the text that we've been talking about, the multiverse text. Mm-hmm. It's
documented. Like, actual documents say that Nazis have been, we're looking into the occult. They were doing weird science experiments on people that were like the Jews. And I mean, I'm like, I don't know what the documents are called or where to find them or what to do with them, but I know that they exist. And I mean, the Nazis come up in
Indiana Jones.
Thank you. They come up in a lot of, there's a movie about space Nazis, and like they have a moon, like a freaking thing on the moon. And so it's like the Nazis experimenting, doing weird shit is a thing that existed in real life.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that they are coming up in the, they're coming up in the Marvel comic series, because
right, especially when you're talking about like enhancing humans, right.
They're also the ultimate bad guy.
Yeah, totally.
You can like, they are always the scapegoat for any, you know, like if they want to tie it back to real life, it's always the Nazis that are the bad guy, which they should be. They're fucked up. Like, very well deserved title of the bad guy, but like it's really easy for anyone to be like, you know what, just make it the fucking Nazis, you know? Right. Especially in 1940, whatever, when that movie came out, or the
timeline.
Yeah, the timeline. So.
Yeah, they were fighting Nazis. And
what happened with the Nazis? Did they defeat them?
Well, so.
Or did they run away?
I think in that movie, like, Hydra, the department, like, the Nazis dropped Hydra because the guy who was running Hydra was too crazy.
Oh,
so that was part of the reason, like, he got even crazier, is because, like, now he has this freedom slash complex. I don't know. And so Captain America just has to defeat him. And
so a single person turns into Hydra, the bad guy, or Hydra is the department.
The department. Yeah. I think the bad guy is the Red Skull. Isn't that, that is his name?
And then he comes back. Did you pick that up?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Infinity War / Endgame.
Because he's like searching for something, and then he got stuck on that planet or something like that.
Yeah. You had a really interesting take about Thor and Loki.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Thor and Loki.
And disclosure and stuff. Okay. Or like,
well, just good and evil. I was thinking, so there's like two or three different movies where Loki's the bad guy and is like fighting Thor. And it just goes back to this classic struggle of good versus evil. Even though I don't think Loki is that evil. He's just, like,
he's just mischievous. He's just the god of mischief.
Right. Yeah. That's just his thing. And, like,
and that's who he's supposed to be.
Exactly. Like, everybody has a place. But, so, good versus evil, Thor versus Loki, they're fighting each other. And I think it's, I don't remember which movie it was exactly. They've all are blurred together now. But Loki was like, Loki and Thor were fighting, and Loki was like, I never wanted the throne. I only ever wanted to be your equal, to be considered your equal. And I sat there and thought about that. And I was like, wow, that is all that evil wants to be, is to just be considered equal to good. Which in a universe of unity where you need every piece in order to have the full experience, then it is true that evil is just as important as good. But in all of our media and all of our stories, even like outside of Marvel, back to like Greek tragedy, you know, it's like, good vanquishes evil. That's the story that we're fed, which when you are fed that story over and over that good must vanquish evil, when you're dealing with your own shadow and your own bullshit, it makes you want to vanquish your shadow and put everything that you're ashamed of, push it into your shadow to never be dealt with again. However, in like the mystery schools and the mystic traditions, when you do your shadow work, when you acknowledge the pieces of you that you're ashamed of, and when you integrate all of that into just like who you are, that's when you can access your magic, and that's when you have like the fullness of, I don't know, the universe of unity. It's the balance. You can't just push things away, because that's when you get like disease and misalignment and that kind of thing.
Totally. So somatic trauma.
Exactly. So I was just like thinking about that. Thor versus Loki. Loki never wanted to be better than Thor. He never wanted to rule Thor. He just wanted to be seen as his equal. So do your shadow work, people.
That's so interesting. And I feel like that's kind of the narrative for a lot of people. Like, you know, like this whole like right versus left, like Republicans versus Democrats or whatever, like, or poor people versus rich people. It's like, we don't want to be like, we don't need to be stupid rich. We don't need to have the power of a billionaire.
Right.
We just want to put food on our table and gas in our cars. Like, we just want to have what you have. I don't want to take anything from you, but I just want to be seen as your equal because I'm a human and you're a human. And when you die, you leave it all.
Right.
So same, you know, like we're the same.
Right.
So let's just be equal or be just acknowledged as the same.
Right.
Interesting. That's an that's a good quote.
Mm-hmm. For,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on Thor or Loki?
Oh, they also, you know, going back to our multiverse conversation, they talk about the Asgardians and how the Nordic people or the Nordic aliens or the Asgardians helped the Nordic people of Earth develop and survive and whatever. So it's just interesting that Asgard, the Nordics, Thor, and I know Thor is a, like, Nordic god. It's just like the parallels of it all.
Well, okay, so here's, let me expand on that a little bit. So Thor in Marvel, like all of the Asgardians in Marvel are mortal. I guess all of, ooh, that smells so nice. Worms. The gummy worms.
It smells like gummy worms.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
When, so like when we think of gods, we think of like this immortal being that will live forever.
Mm-hmm.
The Asgardians are not immortal, and yet we still call them gods.
Mm.
So, like, what? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, like, what the end of this thought is yet, but, like, what an interesting, like, we
why,
can be gods.
Why is immortality only a god trait?
Ooh.
You know, like, why do gods, why, yeah, like, why is being a god immortal, or do we think that it has to be that? When, like, you could live for, like, hundreds of years, or as I'm imagining Thor does, you know?
Right.
And, like, yeah, doesn't his dad die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Odin dies.
Yeah.
I think in the second movie. He, like, goes senile.
I thought he left in Ragnarok. They, like, have him at the sea cliff, and he, like, just disappears.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't, does he die? And also,
well,
what's the definition of death?
Right.
Doesn't he come back? Like, his conscious comes back somehow?
Does his physical body die?
I don't remember. But in the our realities, Vikings, Vikic mythology, even the gods there did die because everybody wanted to go to Valhalla, which is the heaven of the warriors. If you die in battle, you go to Valhalla, which is the most exalted of places. Yeah, exactly.
You die with your weapon in your hand.
And if you don't die in battle, you go to hell.
Yeah. Like, well, no, you go to Solstheim, which is like this place of nothing and neutral and like there's just nothing.
There's also a hell, which is Loki's daughter's domain. And she is this creature of, she looks like half like a porcelain doll kind of girl. And the other half is like a decayed corpse.
Damn.
That's what hell looks
spooky.
Like.
Sounds like.
And that is not Marvel. That is actual mythology. That's like Norse
interesting.
Mythology.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've been deep in Norse mythology with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is like the new Assassin's Creed, and The Last Kingdom on Netflix. You guys need to watch it.
I know.
It's so good. There's like the other, it's like called Vikings or something. I watched the trailer. I haven't seen it. it didn't look that good to me compared to Last Kingdom.
I've seen a couple of them.
I liked Vikings.
Then you, I think you'll be blown away with the Last Kingdom.
With the hot guy.
They're all the hot guy. I know. And the Viking
but like,
ones. This is the one that came up on like History Channel first. Okay, like,
then I think I've seen that
years
one.
Ago. Well, I don't know if this is the one.
Okay,
that
it might be different because I think mine's like just came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not mine. The one that I'm talking about.
But the one that first came out was really, really good. And then there have been a bunch of different Viking, Norse shows out there.
Which it's interesting that that's the mythology that is getting promoted because they are really all about like war and death.
Yeah.
They have a very like interesting, like they live to die.
That's true.
Well, in The Last Kingdom, it's interesting because you see the relationship with Vikings and England as England tries to develop and spread. And you see, like, the role Christianity, like, the chokehold Christianity has on these people and how, like, they're so affected by it. And then there's a lot of times where you see the Christian views being challenged with the Viking, the Dane views. And it's just very, like, you both are arguing about nothing, essentially. I understand that, like, you guys have gods and religion and they have gods and religion, but you guys are arguing nothing. Like, you know what I mean? They're just doing the same thing back and forth. And it's just, the show almost pins it where the Vikings kind of have a more reasonable take on life. Cause it's like, what God is going to save you? We're in this church. We've taken over this church and we're staring at you tied up. I have a bow in my hand aimed at your throat. Where is God?
Yeah.
Prove yourself to me, God. Yeah. And then, and it's like game over. And it's just very interesting.
Totally.
Back and forth.
That is so interesting.
And how it's like, it's God's will to unite the lands of England. And the Christian king needs to. I love how they talk and say and do all this shit.
Talk about putting someone on a pedestal.
Seriously.
No. That show is all about it. And then the main character is born Saxon Christian, but then is captured by the Vikings as a child. So then he grows up and is trained as a Viking. But then he's like, wants to take back his land as a Saxon, but with all these Viking skills now. And he's got the like resources of a Viking. Like,
cool.
It's a good show. We've got into a Viking talk real quick.
They're also very women empowering. They are. Speaking of Vikings, we went to Viking Fest up in Poulsbo, Washington this past weekend.
That was fun.
It was so fun. I had no idea that Poulsbo was an old Norse settlement.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And there were definitely shield maidens there.
Oh,
and I was like,
the braids and the corsets.
Holy shit, lady. You are very scary. I love you. With the makeup and
another thing to keep tying the Viking stuff in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, there's like this place you go to like go on this trip and then it takes you like physically to Asgard and then you like walk around in Asgard and like do all these things. Kind of cool. Just tying back to Marvel and shit.
Yeah, that is cool. Something else I wanted to talk about was Doctor Strange and like the mirror universe. And I don't know if the mirror universe comes in at any other time within these newer.
I think it's only during.
Only in Doctor just Strange.
Used as ability. Like,
yeah.
You're banished to the mirror.
Yeah. Well, because I just think that if the Avengers knew about the mirror universe, humans would just be like way more safe. Like, I'm still thinking about the lowly human that gets destroyed in the building.
Right.
Wait, like, no, but for real, just throw the city into the mirror dimension.
Right.
And then
do your shit.
And then pull it all back out.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. No, I mean, there are a lot of things like that where it's like, okay, you could have stood up and like kicked that guy's ass. Like, or there's no way you would have survived that hit. I don't care how much enhancement juice serum you would spite, radioactive spite. I don't care. You would be hurt.
Yeah.
Way more hurt than you are.
Where's
right
the
now.
Nurse?
Where's the nurse?
Where's the nurse?
Where's like the healer?
Yeah.
Like, in the crew.
There needs to be a healer, right?
And then, okay, this is kind of off of this topic, but the Eternals. Is this just a Disney thing?
No, it's a Marvel.
It is a Marvel. So the Avengers died or they're no longer Avengers or something and the Eternals are now taking their place. Is that what's happening?
I think so, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Harry Styles is one of the and Eternals,
and so Nicole Kidman or Angelina Jolie. Like, I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So
they're literally getting everybody in, all of the celebrities they are bringing into this Marvel universe.
Here's my thing about movie stars in movies.
Movie stars in movies or music stars in movies?
Movie stars at like high, like A-list celebrity movie stars in movies like this. Like Avengers or Marvel or whatever. So for me, there is a sense of fantasy. Like, I can displace my real life when I don't know any of the actors, like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, I think George Lucas made a real effort to get nobody stars so you could really put your reality brain on a shelf and get into the Star Wars universe, which I'm here for that. Until now, which every movie star under the sun is now in a new Star Wars movie,
right,
or the one of the offshoots. And part of me thinks that when the proverbial they see something catch hold of the zeitgeist, then they grab it, and then it's theirs, and then they try to profit off of it, so they include like A-list people in it to signal that they have taken over the franchise, and now it is now a government owned entity. And so, like, this is no longer the fantasy of Star Wars or the fantasy of Iron Man or the ones that came out in 2003 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a government sanctioned disclosure, misinformation type of a thing, because we all know the government and Hollywood are all in cahoots. Mm-hmm. So, like, the only way for the government to actually, like, tell us something or to keep something hidden is through movies.
Right.
And so, clearly, to me, from an outside perspective, who doesn't actually participate in these things at all, other than Star Wars. But, I mean, the OG Star Wars are the best ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, the 6, 7, and 8. But once you get, like, mainstream movie stars, it's like, oh, so y'all have a contract with the government to say whatever the government makes you say, and now all you are in these friggin' Marvel movies just telling us either some bullshit or some weird shit that we're not gonna know about.
Well, I think it's just more, it's like encouraging the classism and just like the separation between the celebrities who are just puppets of the
right.
proverbial they
right.
and the people who pedestalize them and watch them and like
right.
feed their energy into it, you know?
Right. And also from like a not woo-woo perspective, once these movies catch hold, they make a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So then the A-list celebrities want to get a shit ton of money.
Right.
So, like, I see right. it on, like, a reel, but I also see it on, like, a not. You know?
Yeah.
Totally.
So. What else?
Can we talk about costuming for just a second, please?
Yeah.
And
sure.
On the one hand, the costumes are excellent, and they do a good, really good job. But I have things to say about the women's costumes.
Say it.
Why don't they have armor? Black Widow is literally in a skin tight jumpsuit.
I was gonna say it's to show the
Wanda
figure. It can't cover the figure.
In a corset.
Yeah.
Like,
and a jacket.
Are they in
like
heels?
A leather jacket.
Yes! Gamora probably. Is in heels. Yeah. I think Black Widow is in like, you know, chunky combat
yeah.
boot heels. But
are their suits designed to be like super suits?
Gamora, who is an alien, I'll give you that. But she is just in a tank top and leggings, with like cargo
oh, yeah.
leggings and boots. Like,
and she was trained by Thanos to be a battle warrior girl.
Don't
you'd think she, no. You'd think she'd wear
right,
battle warrior
right,
gear.
Right.
Same with her sister. That's
right.
like half cyborg. She's
right.
in a skin tight something also.
Right. Exactly. And they're taking these hits that, again, should, even if you're a superhuman, should hurt.
Yeah.
And they're taking the exact same hits as the men. And they're not wearing armor. Whereas Iron Man is in, like, an iron suit. War Machine is in a suit. You know, like.
Captain America has a fucking shield.
Captain America has a shield.
Like, that's his thing. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's just, huh. it's just funny.
It's because women are warriors.
I guess Spider-Man's in a skin tight.
Women don't feel pain as easily as feeble men.
Yeah, they don't feel it, but their skin still busts
I know.
Well, there's Spider-Man and Black Panther But they have super suits, kind of.
And Iron Man.
Well, yeah, Spider-Man has stuff that Tony Stark made him. So he has a couple.
Well, the older ones don't. Older ones are just like cloth suits.
Right, that's true.
But then Black Panther has a vibranium suit.
Where does Wonder Woman? Is she a DC? Or is she Marvel?
She's DC. Yeah, she's, at least she's not like here.
The woman superhero. Right. Or Superman. I think there is a Supergirl or Superwoman, but I just feel like
okay, the supers are DC. The Superman is a DC. Yes. Yeah. Batman is a DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like Wonder Woman's cool because she came from like a planet of warrior women.
Yeah. That's cool. I did see Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. I don't think I saw the second one.
I think I fell asleep to it though. Yeah, I'm not gonna be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I need to rewatch Guardians of the Galaxy though because that goes hard.
They're good.
I know. I like the first one.
Yeah. I think the second one's better than the first one.
I know.
Think so for storytelling, for sure.
I know that the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland turned into Gardens of the Galaxy.
No, the Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was I went
it was
on
it. Cool. Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah,
like the whole atmosphere on the way up and stuff. But
okay, did you watch Captain Marvel?
No.
You didn't see that one?
That, okay, Brie Larson.
That one's an interesting story, too.
Okay.
What makes Captain Marvel unique is that she's a pilot, and so it's all, like, dogfights and jet fights, which is really cool. But Brie Larson gets hit by the energy from a core that is meant to power a light-speed spacecraft. So she gets hit by this energy, and she absorbs it, and then basically has the power of a star. And so... at the end of the movie, she's flying around the universe, helping planets that are going through shit, who don't have their own Avengers. And that's
so interesting.
That's Brie Larson. And this is what's hilarious about that, is that that movie was one of the later ones that came out, like before the final two Infinity Saga movies. But it took place in the 90s. So,
Oh, interesting.
Her origin story takes place in the 90s, which is, they just kind of, like, tuck it in there. And then she, like, conveniently comes out of nowhere. So, like, she's missing from the entire, first two-thirds of all of the Marvel movies. And all of a sudden, in Endgame, she comes back and she's like, I can defeat Thanos. And she just goes and, like, rips his head off or something.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, well, where were you?
She was off defeating other things on other planets.
Yes, and that's exactly right.
But I guess you don't know that. Do you know that when she does it in the movie? Or does that storyline come in after the movie? What did you say? I don't remember.
So her coming in with Thanos happens in, like, Endgame. Okay. So, like, the very end of the Infinity Saga. But her origin story takes place in the 90s.
But
and,
when did
and she just
when
disappears.
Did it come out, though?
When did that come out?
In correlation to, like, Endgame coming out.
Yeah.
Right before it, probably a couple of years before it.
Okay.
So you did know that she was gone for a while.
So you do know the origin story of
her. Yeah,
of her.
Yeah.
When she comes in, yeah.
Huh. And then you kind of have to wonder, like, how are you just on a production level?
I know.
Like, how, like... they must have, I mean, I know that they have had, like, the next 25 years planned out and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, that is just kind of amazing to be able to plan it out, execute all of these, like, movies, keep it understood.
And canonically accurate.
Yeah.
Are the same directors and writers directing all of these things, or are they all different?
Different studio, animation studios, directors.
So who's, is there like
keeping the line?
Yeah, who's probably the one, like, Stan Lee?
No, he's dead.
Oh yeah, he did die, huh?
Probably whoever runs the Marvel, like,
division
of Hollywood or something.
I'm sure there's, like, a head writer or a, you know, who's just, like, paying attention.
Or a team. Yeah.
To all the
maybe,
threads.
Yeah, maybe, like, the Marvel company does that. Interesting.
Somebody does it for sure. Okay, let me review my notes and see where else we can go.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Ant-Man. I love Ant-Man.
She's really into Ant-Man.
You didn't like
I didn't like Ant-Man.
Oh,
why?
Wait, before you go off on why you loved it, why did you not like
it? I think it was personal reasons. It was just like
Paul Rudd.
No, it was just like I didn't attach to me. Like, fell asleep a couple times. So it was one of those movies that's like, you know, once you fall asleep to a movie, it's really hard to finish it, even if you try, because you're just not hooked. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just some movies that are just like that for me, and that was just one of them, unfortunately. And I just.
If you saw part of it, like, you probably have enough, but you should give it another try or just move on to Ant-Man and the Wasp, because it goes into quantum physics, and this is right. why I like it. So Ant-Man is a thief. Paul Rudd is a thief who he steals some tech that he puts a suit on and finds that he can shrink into the size of an ant. And then he, like, meets the creator of the suit, and they team up and they go save the world, whatever. They find that if you continue shrinking, you can access additional realms. Whoa. So it's not just about getting small. You can get to, like, microcellular level.
Subatomic.
Yeah, so the whole thing at the end of Ant-Man 1 is that he's like, don't shrink too small. Don't mess with your regulator, because if you do, you'll get lost in the quantum realm and you'll never be able to come back. Well, then Ant-Man has to shrink so that he can fit in between the molecules of this thing in order to defeat the guy. So he does. He shrinks small enough to fit between and then, you know, bust the pack from inside, which I think is awesome. Instead of being, like, a big person, you can just, like, fuck up the wiring. Yeah. It seems like a lot of, like, less destruction when you can just, like, pull some wires, some key wires. So he has to shrink small enough to fit between the molecules of the titanium to enter the suit. He does, but then his regulator breaks and he continues shrinking. And then he gets down to the quantum realm. And you, like, they visualize as he shrinks, he's visiting these smaller realms and cells, and then just, like, 2D dimension, and then, I don't know, just some crazy
subatomic
quantum realm where he, like, gets stuck, and then he figures out how to come back, and amazing. But then number two, Ant-Man and the Wasp, is about them... I think it's still working, yeah. Okay, this one just doesn't. Okay, whatever. The gal's mom is stuck in the quantum realm, and they have to figure out how to go and get her back. So they, like, perfect accessing the quantum realm, which is how, in Endgame, he comes back and figures out the time travel stuff so that they can travel back in time to before, get all of the Infinity Stones to undo what Thanos does. Which is, he made half of the universe disappear. So half of the beings in the entire universe just disappeared. And they live with that for 5 years. And then Paul Rudd comes back at the beginning of Endgame and he's like, I've been in the quantum realm for 5 years. I figured out how to come back. I've got time travel figured out. And then he goes to Iron Man and, like, they figure it out eventually. And they're able to go back and get the Infinity Stones to, like, undo what Thanos does. So that's why I like Ant-Man.
I see. Wow. I was the entire time you were saying that, I was like, maybe I just got to rewatch it in our lens.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The
lens we're talking about.
No, it's good.
That's interesting.
Right.
Well, how does that tie in with Doctor Strange and his, like, time unraveling?
I don't know.
Thing. Okay.
Because that's, like, mythic arts.
Yeah.
That's quantum physics.
That's quantum.
The same thing.
We are learning in reality that it is the same.
Everything exists in the quantum realm, and it's just about what you are able to pull out of that place.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I hope Ant-Man and Doctor Strange get to hook up so we can have, like, ancient knowledge and quantum tech come together
to create
something else.
Quantum technology.
Yes.
Ant-Man, and then Atlantis rises from the seas.
There you go. Okay.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. So Ant-Man is great. Let's see. What else do we have here?
Well, I'm going to go back to Doctor Strange because that's the one that's most fresh in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
And
I love Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. One of the rules of the sect is that you don't mess with natural law. And then we find out that the ancient one has been harvesting energy from the bad guy this whole time, mm-hmm. while telling everybody, which kind of goes into, okay, let me finish this thought. So Ancient One's harvesting the bad energy, is telling everybody not to go look at the dark energy because it's too dark and bad and not safe. But that the other bad guy, whose name I'm forgetting,
with the ponytail, or whatever,
yeah.
The eyes.
Dormammu.
Yes, thank you. He's like only getting his energy from the dark guy. Mm-hmm. So we see the light in the dark again, mm-hmm. battling, mm-hmm. and then the bad guy whose name I'm also forgetting.
I think that's Dormammu.
Oh yeah,
Dormammu's like the evil cloud.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dormammu.
Oh, the ponytail guy.
Yeah,
like the fallen wizard.
He's like
yeah.
Something. I don't know.
The something.
So Dormammu is like the main. He's like the dark energy bad guy.
Yeah. Right.
And Doctor Strange has to mess with natural law to defeat the bad guy, which pisses one of his buddies off. And then Wong was like, hell yeah. You know, I like Wong.
Wong's dope.
So funny. And he's laughing at the end. Like, nice. But so it's just interesting this like mess with natural law, don't mess with natural law.
Yeah.
Only mess with natural law in the right circumstances.
Yeah.
Who's allowed to mess with it?
Do we all get to mess with natural law if we understand? Because I mean, Doctor Strange was a doctor. He's just a nobody.
He was.
Yeah.
And he learned the methods of this ancient knowledge, which homie at the basketball court. Mm-hmm. Also needed to learn all of it. So it's like normal people learning this ancient knowledge to be so powerful. And I mean, Doctor Strange was different because he has photographic memory. But it doesn't matter. It would just take him longer if he didn't. You know, like
basketball guy assumingly didn't have photographic.
Wong didn't. Yeah, all of these people just like took longer. So whatever. It's not the ability. It's the whatever. So
it's not how long it took. It's when you get there.
It's when you get there. It's the journey. So it's just like normal people, along with Ant-Man. You were saying this before that Ant-Man is just like a normal person. So you, as a normal person, can have these abilities to affect natural law, which I feel like is going to come in when fucking the Avengers, or are the Avengers over? I don't even know.
Yeah, they broke up.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a huge thing because they were the ones that are fucking up natural law in the whole first place with the town and just the buildings and just all the destruction.
Well, even just like Tony Stark making natural Ultron, law. You know, and like thinking that he can control AI, or even like having an electromagnet in his heart in order to keep away the shards. You know, like that's fucking with natural law.
That's true.
And that's where, you know, that was his origin story.
And then that makes me think about transhumanism, which do you know what transhumanism is? Transhumanism is the idea that you can download your consciousness into a database and like live in the database.
Got you.
Forever or whatever. So
like Elon's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dream. Upload on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Yeah. Which that is becoming like I've read a headline.
Yeah.
There is in real life being developed a thing that you can download your consciousness into.
Right.
And then I don't know if it's in the metaverse, but you can like walk through this thing in the metaverse, or if it's in real life and then like your hologram gets. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I've lost track of my train of thought.
Transhumanism. Dormammu time loop with I don't know.
I don't remember.
Normal people learning ancient knowledge.
Maybe that's it.
You were telling me about how it's downloading into a thing. And
I don't know, but it basically anybody has the ability to learn these mystical things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, natural law. Sorry for hitting you.
No, that's all right.
Transhumanism is going against natural law.
Totally.
Because we are supposed to die and restart or whatever, you know, happens at the end. But we are meant to die. And if we don't die and get stuck in a box or a database or like, have you looked at the map of like data hubs ever?
I don't think so.
And it's just like a room full of computers. And there's like a bunch of data farms. Oh, like farms.
Server rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like aisles of just servers stuff. Yeah.
Imagine like being stuck in that for the rest of eternity.
Right. What if we are already?
I know, but we can exit out. What I mean, I guess you can maybe exit out of a...
No, but what if we are and this is what they've programmed for us? And we're already a mind. We've been a mind.
That's fine. You know what? If that's the end, if that's the end, then that's fine. You know what? It's good and it's bad.
Is it though?
Whatever. You know, I am conscious in this moment, and am I going to remember this consciousness when I unplug?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
That's the only thing that matters.
Right. It's this moment. Programmed or like simulation or not, I'm still true. I was thinking about this on the way here. Simulation or not, I'm still conscious of this moment. Mm-hmm. So this moment and this brain thought right now is the only thing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
If we're a flying ball of rock flying through space, or if we're in a program in like a room, server room, you know,
right?
I'm still doing what I'm doing right now,
right?
And that's what matters.
Grounded into this, into the book, into your body.
Exactly.
We've got answers to your existential crises.
We sure do.
I love that. What else?
But yeah, Ashley, you've been learning ancient knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, like you've been activating your DNA.
Oh, for sure. I've been activating my DNA. It's not like I can move anything with my mind or anything, but
you don't have the piece. You need the Wolverine piece.
But I would argue that I can like astral travel and soul journey. I don't know.
Let's talk about soul. Let's talk about Pixar.
Yeah, let's talk about Disney
for another hour of your time.
I literally have it in my notes.
Have you guys seen the short?
The what?
There's a short of the soul that. When they're.
It gets
weird and it's like kind of depressing.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't remember it right now, but I remember watching it being like, what the fuck?
Interesting.
Yeah. It was like, if you're old and you understand subliminal messaging, it gets sad. But if you're a kid, it just looks like another episode. You know?
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's what my memory is telling me. Anyway.
I'll have to check it out to just see what's up. But yeah. Okay, so Soul is a movie on Disney Pixar movie of a guy who dies, and it's like what happens
to your soul after you die.
Or no, he gets in a coma first, and his soul leaves his body, but his body is still alive, and he's trying to get back to his body
because he has to. He's trying to fulfill his purpose or find his purpose, and he thinks his purpose is to play the trumpet,
piano, at some show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so his soul goes through soul school, essentially.
Yeah.
How does he end up where the soul does? Because he goes to where like souls begin and are placed to like. So you learn this part of you and stuff.
He like as a human, he falls down
a manhole.
Yeah, and then gets hurt and he's dying and he's like on the rainbow bridge heading towards the light with all of the other souls, and then he's like freaks out and he's like, no, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna
I gotta play piano,
so he like runs back and I think he dives off of that bridge,
right? I think so,
that's right.
Falls.
It's separated,
and then
he lands in, or he gets,
and then those big blue creatures just assume that he's like a new soul that's supposed to be in their tour group, and then they like start shuttling him through.
He goes through the realities. Or no, do they talk about the reality?
They talk about him and bring him through.
They tell him about the reality.
The little blue, like, organic shaped things.
Yeah.
Because he turns into a little organic shape, right?
For a second.
Yeah, that's right.
They're showing him something.
Yeah, so. But it's just the way that they talk about the different dimensions when they go through that was just really interesting. And now I should have watched it.
And Life and Death as like a kid's movie is kind of weird.
Yeah, and kind of like the kid question of like what happens to you when you die, right? And then no one really ever wants to say like, oh, well, you just die. Or, you know, like you just end, or you don't know,
but
or whatever.
But that movie is so not the Christian version of what happens when you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean... is that has kind of been like the unsaid.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you die. It's just like you go to heaven.
You get reincarnated.
No, you go to heaven, right? Or you, I guess, resurrect or whatever.
Well, no, you go to heaven and then Jesus brings you back or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
On that day, he decides. Whatever. Right. Remember the Apostles' Creed or whatever the fuck that we all had to recite? And it sounded mad culty, but no one's going to say that because it's Christian.
It's hella culty.
It is, though. It's ritual.
It's really, it is ritual.
This whole thing about soul, though, it's like not only did they tell, you know, what happens when you die, but then there's Inside Out, which explains your emotions.
Your emotions.
And that you need to feel sadness sometimes. You can't always just be joyful.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the message in the end, pretty much.
Yeah. You have. They all have to have the, they all have their own moment to be really, like, the emotion to be released. Or they have their own task or whatever to do. I love Inside Out.
Same. I do, too. That one's really
good. That one's really, really good.
I think that one made me cry, like, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot. Probably.
I think all the Disney movies, or all the Pixar movies make me
emotional. Yeah, I am weepy.
Yeah.
It took me a really long time to stop crying to Moana.
I still cry at the beginning.
I don't know. They just also have a really do a really good job at just hitting that bone of like emotion and nostalgia and like fantastical.
The most recent Disney Pixar movies, especially like the princesses, have all haven't been after a romantic interest. It's all changed. Mm-hmm. So they're all healing family trauma. Mm-hmm. Like Moana, Frozen, both Frozen movies. Encanto and Brave, like those are all.
I love Brave.
It's all about like the way that you deal with the people in your family and your ancestry. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for Frozen, there's like Frozen 2, there's the hits of magic. And, you know, and Frozen 1, it's her Frozen 1, Elsa's magic is out of control because she's been taught to fear her magic. And it's only at the end of the movie when she realizes that she needs to use love does she understand that she can thaw the kingdom that she's frozen. So. You know, it's just like...
And boom, now she has control.
And now she has control.
And now she has control. And she's not shying away from her shadow.
Yeah.
She's embracing her shadow.
Right.
And using it for good.
Right. Exactly. And so it just goes to show you that if you love, if you spread love and you don't act out of fear, you know, I don't know, you'll turn on your magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's so weird that, like, Disney makes these really good, like, lessons. Because it's, like, Disney.
I know.
But for all the shitty things that Disney has done.
Right.
But maybe this is, like, what they're trying because it's, like, desensitizing to, like, what actually, how you're actually supposed to feel. It's like, oh, it's only in these fairy tales that you find your magic, embrace your magic and do all this and that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's both. I think it's depending on your lens and your mindset and how you're viewing the movies. Because you can find dirt anywhere.
Right.
You can find evidence anywhere for any nefarious thing. But I do think that there is people on the Pixar team that are like really fighting for the good. Because all of these movies are just like so profound.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I also find sometimes they're like, I don't know. I feel like there's like good side and a bad side.
It's like 90% there.
Right. Yeah, like the Marvel movies, there could be but there's also like, let's learn to be better people.
Yeah, and take your money.
And take your money. Well, take your money, yeah.
I almost feel like this is kind of a weird perspective, but I've been watching a lot of like VFX artists on YouTube and like their process and how they do their thing and stuff. And like, not to just make assumptions, but they're actually like very wholesome, if that makes sense. And they're very real because they have to kind of be real with like how they understand like physics or storytelling. Because VFX, it's not just like clicking buttons to make things look like things. Like, they also have to tell a story in their design and like animation how they want to do things. So it's like really interesting how you hear them talk about the story they want to like perceive and explain, and it's like a really wholesome thing, even if it is like explosions and or like blood and guts or like anything on love, death, and robots.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why I was so amazed by this new season is because I've been looking at it through the VFX lens and being like, wow, like this is just crazy what they can do.
There were some of them where I was like, I don't know if this is real or if this is fake.
No, all of them were animation.
They all were
all of them were animation, but the photoreal ones were fucking weird.
Well, what about
weirdly
the one
real
with the mini miniature in the freezer?
Yeah, that's the only one. Is that the only one? But it's still it was mostly in the right. Yeah, okay. Right.
Sorry. But no. There was like the soldiers one.
There's a couple soldiers. I finished it, by the way. I finished the series, so we can. Okay.
There was one where I was like, "This is."
Was it the second to last? No, where they are fighting the little crabbies that tear you apart, and then the like main soldier turns on him because he's getting like entranced by this big being in the middle of the room, and then she. I don't know if I should say the end because Ashley needs to watch it.
We're already spoiled.
I guess she has to cut her eyes out because she can't. She wants to beat this thing, and like, yeah, that was crazy photo reel VFX.
And like, I'm like, I've seen this type of stuff through video games.
Yeah,
because like the PS5 visuals are fucking insane. Crazy, and I know that we're to the point
or like deepfakes.
Exactly. And like I know that there are like artists out there that can do such realism. Yeah. Like I know that all of this is real, but I'm like, fuck. Are they doing, is it like the dot? How do they do
yeah,
how
so,
do they do
yeah. it? So there's it's a combination of that. So there's like the mocap. I don't know, you probably recognize those are actors.
Right.
And like there's I'm pretty sure it's the main guy is Flash from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. He's that actor. Do you remember him? He like does stuff, newer stuff now, obviously, but so it's just a combination of mocap and like facial balls. Cap. Yeah. That's and like good. Face scanning and then just total world creation and stuff.
And they're like in a green or a blue screen room or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, for a little bit, but like a lot of it is just developed on the computer. But yeah, essentially everything in this in the last two seasons have been complete VFX.
That the last one of the third season.
Whoa, dude!
That's
whoa,
the one that you sent me.
Heavy,
hella heavy,
dude. I did not know how to talk about. Like, I did. I sat there just like.
It was so beautiful, and
the story went so many places, dude,
and confusing.
It was called like Jabari or something like that. I don't know where we're going with this, but it's not, like
we're just
talking right now.
Man, that one was. I wasn't sure what I was looking at any given time.
No, for real. And her movements.
Her movements were beautiful. Wild.
And like the dangles of jewelry.
Yeah, when we finish this, it's only like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
okay. 10 minutes.
It's under 20. Minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All the episodes are different stories, different animation styles, 20 minutes or less.
Oh, nice.
It's like Black Mirror, but animated.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
If you will. And really existential and weird.
It's
and like
super weird.
Really beautiful.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Everybody go. If you watch anything out of this episode, watch that.
Yeah, because it literally takes like an hour.
It does. It really does.
Interesting.
There's three seasons of it, but we're mostly talking about season
so three.
3 hours.
There was this new Unreal. So it's called Unreal Engine. It's like a graphics creator. There was this video that came out recently where it was like stupidly photoreal. And whenever I see something like that, it makes me like wonder, like, not like if this is all real, but it's like, damn, we're getting to that point where you could put on a VR goggle and just be good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I
was trying to find the clip.
That every time I open my eyes now, right, you know, because like if we can get that photo real in an animation, like, and that's code. Have you seen coding art? Holy shit. It's fucking nuts. It's literal code. And it's just the most beautiful picture ever.
Like made out of lines of code?
No. Oh. They code the art.
Oh. I will look it up. That's interesting. But to bring it back to Marvel, I do have to say in Spider-Man Far From Home, which is the second Tom Holland Spider-Man movie, the bad guy is Mysterio, who uses drones to create illusions to make it look like there's a bad guy. And to make it look, and so the drones are even weaponized so that it seems like powerful bad guy is like actually blowing up a city, but it's not. It's these drones, and then Mysterio can come in and literally control the monster because it's an animation. It's been pre-done. But he gets to pretend to be the superhero to save the day. But it's all just drones projecting such disaster.
Project Blue Beam.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know that.
Is that the one where...
That's the alien agenda, going back to alien agendas, where they're going to use like a bunch of holograms to present an alien invasion, like a negative alien invasion. Oh. And then we're all going to be scared of aliens. Mm.
See, they didn't have to do that because they did that in the first Avengers where the aliens invaded New York City. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's afraid of aliens invading.
But basically, I mean, they are setting up a false attack, which is what
this illusion tech
did.
Yeah.
I feel like that also speaks on just the media making up some things. Like, that's one of those things where it feels like, are they showing us how they're doing it and making fun of our ignorance and just soaking it up as entertainment when it's actually being like happening?
Right.
Because doesn't he also deepfake or something in that movie? Doesn't his face change and then he like changes to something else and then it changes to something else because he's manipulating it?
He wears that crystal ball thing.
Yeah.
Around his face.
But like, I thought there was a part where his face just started changing. Because you know how he drops him into that like dream reality thing, but it's all his drones still or something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then his face starts changing because his drones are making it, or his camera things are making it change. I don't know.
Well, I think I think it was all just the video that they had prepared for it. I don't even think that was Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio coming into.
Exactly.
Just like playing with Spider-Man's mind.
Exactly. It was just the fact that you're manipulating.
Right.
What you look like and stuff.
Right.
And
Kendrick Lamar did that in his most recent music
video. Yeah, he did. Just did a ton of deepfakes.
And it was too real.
They say, I've been watching these VFX shows and stuff, and they're talking about how deepfakes are ridiculously, like the technology is crazy good. And they've even redone themselves, like the Star Wars where Luke Skywalker comes out. They redid it in deepfakes. Or maybe it was Princess Leia in one of the newer ones.
Yeah.
They redid it with deepfakes, and it looks 1,000 times more real than the computer-generated version.
Whoa.
And it's like, it just, every time I'm watching it, I'm just thinking, damn, what are they going to do? What are we already, like, because these commoners, just learning as they grow up, and then they're on the computers, they just learn how to deepfake like it's no big deal.
Right.
Imagine these people hired by whoever, trained by whoever, who have whatever resources, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, what can they do?
Right.
What are we already being fed that isn't real?
Right.
Exactly.
This is why you question everything.
Question everything. Look inside.
Another point I had here.
I'm gonna grind this out.
Clearly in the Marvel movies, weapons are stupid expensive, and 100%, like a chunk of your tax dollars are going.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Towards a weapon, like unnecessary tech.
Yeah.
100%.
Also, the fact that Tony Stark comes from a weapon, like a major weapons manufacturer, for like he even learns for the air quote enemy,
right?
Yeah.
Is like a big deal,
right?
And he like has a really big like crisis of like what is he in this cog, you know?
Right.
Very interesting that they're just another like putting it out in front of us like this and just being like, this is a story, but it's actually happening.
At the same time, like, the entire story of the Avengers is about a bunch of super soldiers coming together to fight.
Right.
You know, so still, they're, like, feeding you, like, they're desensitizing you to destruction.
Right.
Feeding you all of this, like, gun, weapon, go war, go United States, we have to protect ourselves. The United States and the Avengers will be the ones to protect the world, the entire Earth, from intergalactic invaders. Meanwhile, there's like super soldiers in Russia also that are being created within the Marvel Universe, and you know, in other places too. But the American ones are going to be the ones that are going to save the world.
There's really no international Avengers other than like Black Panther. And
so in Black Widow, you meet the first Russian super soldier, but he's like old and portrayed as like a fat drunk.
Uh huh.
Which is interesting that he, in like our culture's like, I don't know, current view of Russia, they're going to portray the Russian guy as like a fat drunk, whereas all of the other Avengers and super soldiers are these fit, the doorbell just rang, these fit, weapons,
fit beings,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, so I forgot what I was saying. Russian super soldier.
It's just interesting what they're feeding America, us. Yeah. It's only America.
And, like, you have
all of
like,
that.
These movies are total propaganda.
Right.
Yeah. Pro-America propaganda. Right. If, like, the very least conspiracy,
right.
Mm-hmm. It's that. 100% it's right. that. So, I don't have anything after that.
Well, I don't know. It just takes me back to my thought earlier about the government and superheroes being linked. Like, why do they have to be linked? Because totally. They're two big power, like, bodies of power.
Well, they don't. Like, I mean, the government would not want a privatized superhero.
And at the right. same time, what the fuck is the government going to do if a privatized, legit superheroes want to do something?
You guys need to watch The Boys.
Exactly. Yeah, I need to. I need to.
That's what that is all about. And I mean, in Marvel, that's what the Civil War movie is about, is that after, what is it, Sokovia, after the Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron, when they lifted the city into the air, that whole thing, mm-hmm. then the next movie, the government comes in and is like, the entire, like, 117 countries are ready to sign these accords, and we're going to have, like, a global government or oversight, or maybe,
after that?
Yeah, after that happened, they're like, you guys cannot continue to run around untethered. We are going to have a panel of people who are going to make a decision on when and where it is appropriate for you to go save humanity. So it's,
see, I don't like that.
Right. So that's where the Civil War comes from. Like, half of the Avengers don't like it, and half of them, like, are ready to sign the accords because, like, and it's really interesting because it's a whole role reversal. Traditionally, you think Captain America, he's Mr. Patriot. He goes along and does all of the things that the government wants him to do. He came from government serum, you know, whatever. Tony Stark is the rebel civilian who wants to have his freedom to do his tech and do whatever. But in Captain America Civil War, Captain America does not want to sign the accords. And Tony Stark is feeling bad about what has all of the destruction that has happened since New York, like since Iron Man became Iron Man. So he decides that, no, we do need accountability, and he wants to sign the accords. So then you have...
Isn't this so interesting?
It's so interesting. It's interesting, one, consuming this from a third party.
Yeah.
Two, when did that movie come out? It was kind of recent. Know.
Which one?
Civil War.
Civil War was like 2014. Yeah.
I would say.
Okay, that's interesting. Number two. Number three, from a conspiracy theorist viewpoint, the way the conservatives and the liberals are presenting themselves currently is kind of the reverse of what they are traditionally presented as. I'm just going to say that because I don't know anything else other than...
Meaning?
There seems to be a role reversal of who wants government within the conservative and the liberal world.
Totally. Mm. Yes. Especially after, you know, 2020 and all of that ensued after
and
that.
And it's interesting that this movie came out in, whatever, 2014 or whatever.
Yeah. Huh. That is interesting.
So it's just an interesting thing that I'm...
Yeah. Seeing. Yeah. But here's another reason I don't like Iron Man is because in Civil War, at the end of Civil War, he finds out that the Winter Soldier, who is Captain America's best friend from the 40s, mm-hmm. he found out that when Winter Soldier was under his brainwashing, he killed Tony Stark's parents. So then Tony Stark goes...
Wait. The Winter Soldier killed Tony Stark's parents.
Okay. And Tony Stark finds this out at the end of Civil War.
Oh, so that's like another tick off.
So it's another Civil War moment. And then Cap and Winter Soldier are both fighting Iron Man. And because of that huge fight, it breaks up the Avengers. Oh. So that at the beginning of Infinity Wars, they're not even a team yet. Like, they have to figure out, they have to, like, assemble everybody.
It's like the beginning is them just finding everyone where they are and, like, what they're doing, what they're up to.
So my point being, Tony Stark reacts emotionally to all of these things and then creates problems for himself. Totally. That happened in Age of Ultron too. I don't remember if I mentioned this while we were recording or before, but in Age of Ultron, he creates this, he creates Ultron to be an AI soldier to protect the planet so that he doesn't have to be like the only person to protect the planet, because he was traumatized after the first Avengers movie when the aliens came down and he had to like send a nuke. He went in through a portal to send a nuke into outer space to blow up the aliens. So he was like traumatized from seeing aliens, going to space all of a sudden, surviving it. So he was like, okay, I need to create this AI to like AI soldier to help me. And that's where Ultron comes from. I forgot why I was going on this tangent. Shoot.
Civil War. Always happens.
Civil War. Oh, him being reactionary.
Yeah.
So this is just another, because of his trauma that he didn't deal with from New York, he created this thing that ultimately turned on him. And then, you know, the whole Age of Ultron movie happens.
So if you don't heal your trauma, AI will come get you.
That. And then he, like, again, reacts emotionally to the whole Winter Soldier thing. You know, and then creates this huge rift between the Avengers, and now everybody is broken up.
Yeah, I don't really like Iron Man.
I don't like Iron Man.
I also don't really like whoever the actor is.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. He's so perfect for Iron Man, though. I like Iron Man. I'm going to be honest. Tony Stark. And not maybe for his like personal vendettas and stuff, but like
his tech,
his whole circle too of like being the one to finish it as well,
he's
and like
entertaining.
Yeah, no, but he was the one that snapped ended everything as well.
Yeah,
as well as starting it. So you know how the whole Thanos glove thing with the Infinity Stones.
Sure.
He snaps and half of the people disappear.
Oh yeah, okay.
So like, to reverse all that, like if you have the glove, you're in control of the stones that all possess like different characteristics of the universe and time
something
and space
like
and stuff.
Yeah.
So like you can kind of control different things, and he was the one. To put the glove back on and snap and it was this whole thing.
Return everybody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's when, as Tom Holland leaked to the press, that's when he dies as Iron Man.
Wait, what?
Did you hear about that? Tom Holland leaked that Iron Man was going to die in that movie, like way before the movie even came out. And so everyone like rags on Tom Holland, like, don't tell him the end of the movie because he's going to spill it to everybody.
He also leaked the twist in the newest Spider-Man movie on accident. Yeah.
He's not on accident.
True. At that point, if it's that often, but he looks genuinely like, oh, fuck. I shouldn't have said that.
I buy it.
I'll buy anything he's willing to sell. That sounds terrible. That's not what I'm glad it wasn't on camera.
Good.
I think we're
at the end.
All of those little pieces that I wrote down, so
let me ask you, how do you like this on top of everything else?
Yeah, seriously.
How do you like this plaid jacket? Did you even comprehend
it? Nope.
Great taste. I just enjoyed the flavor.
I feel nice and stoned.
I need another hit, I think. Wait, does Ashley want the better hit this time?
Part of the greens. Wow. We've gone so many places.
I know.
Yeah, literally.
We could keep going to many places is the thing.
I know. I feel like this is
That's
good.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Isn't
it tasty?
Yeah, it is really tasty. It's like really full of full flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just like, I don't know. It's full.
The plaid jacket. Royal
wedding. Oh, you're like, this is the end. We are now going to sleep with the royal wedding stuff. Just kidding.
The signal's the end.
Yeah, no, we went to a lot of places. I think I expressed most of what I wanted to express.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I feel the same.
I'm still not. I don't know if I'm a Marvel fan for the superhero.
Yeah.
Like the shallowness of it. Like no shade if you are. Like if you love superhero movies, it's awesome. But I do love like the hidden
gems,
and I just like stories and mythology like that.
Totally.
So I'm now I'm into it.
Yeah. I like the Easter eggs, especially since it's like tying so much with the things that we've talked about. It's hard not to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, you know, you see things when you're meant to see things, you know, like I've noticed this a lot with myself is that
if I'm not, like, if I can look at words, and if it's not meant to be, if I'm not meant to process it, it takes me a very, very long time to, like, read what it says.
Yeah.
Like, that notebook I just bought with, like, it has, like, a proverb on the front, but I liked the notebook, so I don't even know what it says, because I literally can't read it.
Like a Christian proverb?
Yeah. It's like,
is it in, like, floofy
text?
It's
also in, like, font, like, curvy font. Yeah. So it's just visually hard to read.
Yeah.
But anyway, my whole point being, I'm putting stickers on it. Anyway, my whole point being is that we see things when we're meant to.
Totally.
And this is, like, so interesting. I'm definitely going to get into my Marvel bag.
Right.
No,
we should definitely watch Shang-Chi, though, together.
Oh, yeah.
One of these nights.
Yes. And there's so many other giant things of media that we could go off on.
God. I know. This may be where this podcast goes.
I know. We might be in media land for a while, because yes. I do want to have a Real Housewives conversation. Yeah.
There you go.
I do want to know on Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Ten Rings.
I think I was, like, in the kitchen when Dad was watching it, and I think that they go into a cave and come out into, like, an inner earth situation. Ooh. And I literally was just talking to Ashleen about this sinkhole they found
in China.
In China, that they now discovered, like, this crazy, like, ecosystem. There's trees. Like, you can have, like, an Empire State Building inside of it. There's lake system.
It has its own weather system.
Yeah,
right?
It has its own weather system. So, I mean, there's, like, mad connections everywhere.
Yeah.
This is the time of disclosure, y'all.
I'm
like,
saying.
Buckle in. Like, we are learning about everything.
I'm strapped.
Get strapped. We're in it. It's going to be great. It is such a fun time to be alive.
Dude, imagine all these other secret ecosystems around the world.
Oh. Disclosure. Yeah.
Disclosure.
Disclosure's happening. It's a great time to be alive. Strap in. Smoke good weed.
Go find your own secret ecosystem, because I guarantee you there's many.
Or cultivate the ecosystem within yourself. Ah. Go within. Practice. Love that.
If you can't find one out in nature,
find it within. Find them both. Go out in nature and then there find
you
your own.
Go out. Yeah, there nature. You go. I like that. Love that.
As within, so without.
As within, so below.
As above, so without. As.
Oh my
God,
Ashley.
My words aren't working anymore. What
is as
this?
Above.
It's this. It's literally the royal wedding. It is. That happened to me yesterday. We were sitting smoking and I was like, the stop. And I was saying the break. I was trying to say the break. I was like, the pedal. The stop. You hit the stop. And it was the break.
The
stop
pedal.
Yeah.
It's the royal wedding.
The royal wedding. Okay, well, great. Good thing we already got through 2 hours of.
I know. See, that was good to end on this. Yeah. It's good to end on
this. As above, so below.
Yeah, as above, so below.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Tune in 2 weeks.
I want to ask a question for anybody who's listening. If you would be interested in doing a VR podcast, because I posted that thing on Instagram and I got 100%, but there were only 2 people that voted. So I feel like whether or not people respond to this call out right now, I feel like we should try to do that, because I think that would be.
We should. And
really,
you know,
cool.
That'd be super cool. If we just make it an open room where anybody on VR can come join us.
Yeah.
And we were like cannabis smoke chat or whatever. Everyone's going to stop in and be like, are they smoking on VR? Which would be really cool if we could figure out some sort of mod to make them smoke. You can.
I think you can. I think on VR chat, I've literally seen people like play poker in VR chat and they were hitting jewels. Like fake jewels.
Oh.
And they were blowing smoke. Like,
I would actually pay for that.
So I'm pretty sure that you could. I'd be surprised if you couldn't smoke a joint or a blunt or a cigarette.
Okay. Is this like a metaverse thing? Or is this a separate thing? This is a metaverse thing?
It's an Unquest.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called
Oculus.
VR. It's an app called VR Chat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I want to figure this out. Because I saw that video and I was like, that is something I want to do.
VR Chat. I'm pretty sure.
We played Among Us.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was weird. That dude started grabbing you, and it was like you couldn't do anything because it's in VR. And I was like, this dude's like grabbing my sister. I want to stop it. I don't know how. It was weird.
I don't think you could, because I don't know.
I think you could turn on like translucency or something, so they can't grab anything. But
that is so weird.
I did not
get that deep into the VR stuff.
That's where VR gets weird. Yeah, but anyway.
Interesting. Anyway, VR coming soon to a Oculus near you. Is it our podcast?
Yeah, coming soon to an Oculus near you.
Is it if someone has like PlayStation VR? Is that separate? Is it like console?
I think so. Unless PlayStation has VR chat.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
All right.
But would they hook up to the same network?
They could cross-platform.
Twitch this? Twitch stream?
Yeah. Then probably. Maybe. Thing?
Twitch stream us on an Oculus?
No. Twitch stream our live podcast. Like it would be a camera inside of the VR room.
Oh, totally. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Not us in a headset. Which they could, it would be them watching us smoking weed in a VR headset.
Talk about metaverse.
Yeah, that's very
meta. We'll do it on Instagram Live.
Fucking blow your mind. Yeah, on Instagram too. Put YouTube Live.
Wow.
I mean,
YouTube Live of the Instagram Live. It's just a picture of the phone.
Yeah, some ghetto, like, old just shot of the screen. Yeah. Not even of the screen recording. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. All right. Coming soon. We'll figure that out. Okay, stay tuned. Cool. Stay tuned for that, everybody. This was a great episode.
This
was
fun.
All right.
What are our next hyperfixations going to be? Who knows?
Who knows?
I want to Star Wars.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love that.
I have not Star Wars
We have
yet.
To do it after the Obi-Wan comes
release.
Out.
There you go.
So then I have time to also watch The Mandalorian.
And Boba Fett. Which are all very good.
And rewatch all of the movies.
Right.
And fall asleep during the third one.
I haven't seen the newest ones. Or maybe I saw the first newest one. I didn't see the second or third one.
All right. Please do that. Not that they're great, but I mean, you're not as like, into Star Wars.
I know who Rey is, and that's about it. I don't know what happens to her at the end.
Just put on your weird.
Yeah, put on your lens.
I know.
Don't watch it for Star Wars.
Jed, like Egyptian Jed.
Yeah,
totally. Probably through only the first like 6, 7, and 8, but
well, yeah.
But then put on the conspiracy lens for the rest of them.
We'll think of other things.
Oh, we got plenty.
Yeah,
for the media
talks.
This
is so fun. Yeah. Literally, if we could spend the rest of our lives talking about the TV that we watch, which means I get to continue watching TV guilt-free.
Yeah.
Like I'm here.
I know. I was like, I'm working on Monday. Watching Doctor Strange and literally not doing anything else.
Yeah.
So,
here for it. Okay, right. Cool. See you guys next time.
Bye. Visit our website, chronicgals.com, for show notes of current and past episodes.
Follow us on Instagram at chronicgals_podcast to check out what crazy things we're up to.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch the video versions of these episodes. And make sure you hit the like button and the notification button to get notified when we post a new video.
Rate, review, and share our hilarious podcast.
Hilarious.
Because the best recommendation is from people you trust.
See ya.
Bye.